Tomorrow's News Today.
Days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 34 seconds. The most important election, not just in our lifetimes, but in history. It is Thursday, October 24th, 2024. 19 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 16 seconds to the attempted shutdown of InfoWars. And looking out at President Trump and the American people are able to override the fraud, how many days to his inauguration? That's another key number everybody needs to be looking at. 87 days, 23 hours, 58 minutes, 55 seconds. The Democrats, and we've chronicled this in the last few months and intensely the last few days, to tens of millions of new viewers and listeners that are tuning in, and I want to welcome the broadcast today, and I want to thank all the regular viewers and listeners that have been sharing the links and telling folks about local radio stations and TV stations we're on. You are the Paul Revere's. When you take action, we're unstoppable together. And I would say do it again right now. On your text message, on your email, word of mouth, tell folks about the local station. Send them the links to the live show at Real Alex Jones on X. And say, this is a verboten information, and you want to get next month's news today, next year's news today, next week's news today. You're going to get it here. I told you Kamala Harris, when they said a week ago was set to be on Rogan, she chickened out. She did. I told you a week ago Trump would be here in Austin tomorrow. He is. I told you a week before, 5 days before RFK Jr., how he was going to endorse in Trump, what he was going to do. It happened. But those are just side issues. I told you they'd release a virus and have a lockdown to train you to live under martial law and roll out poison shots that erase your immune system. I talked about it for so long and so long ago, the reboot of the X-Files in 2016, Chris Carter said, was based on my show. That's not bragging. That's so you ask, how do I know all this? Well, when you're actually paying attention to the globalists and their activities and their own statements, they don't leave much to the imagination. And that's always my frustration, is it's so easy to beat them if people just admit how evil the globalists are, that they are literally insane death cult mad scientists. And then you read their own statements and look at their own past activities and their stated future plans. And then there's a total consensus, I'd say 99% of people, if they actually face the facts, would say, we are not going to be part of this insanity. Now, I've been harping for over a month on the new executive orders and the Pentagon response putting out its new directives for civil unrest. They use that term, shooting rioters, shooting peaceful protesters, and martial law by the Biden-Harris coup. There's been a coup. They're both puppets, both selected. He stole the election, his puppet controllers did, his puppeteers in 2020. She was installed, a public coup, can't even debate that. And now folks are really waking up to that fact, kind of a big deal. They're like, well, that isn't American. That's not normal. That's illegal. What is that? And then they're running around saying Trump's going to use the military to kill everybody and have martial law. Well, you got to be concerned right there, because every time they accuse us of something, they're planning it, and sure enough, they are. So I've been harping on this for a month, and I went into total meltdown mode, as you know, the last 3 days, saying, where's RFK Jr., where's Vance, where's Trump on this? Well, I can tell you now, as you know, RFK came out yesterday, and I'm told Trump is now getting updated on all this and is set to be talking about it very, very soon. So great job, listeners, getting the word out. We've done it again. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Thursday, October 24th, 2024. We are 11 days, 14 hours, 53 minutes, 20 seconds from the official kickoff of the most important election in world history. But really, we're already in it, the early voting, the absentee, the overseas, all of it. And as I predicted, the feds, the hijacked government denied it. They're going to do a replay of the 2020 and try to steal it again. Why fix what isn't broken in their view? And they'll first tell you, oh, it'll take a few days to know the vote. Oh, 4 or 5 days, 6 days, 10 days, 13 days, 15 days. Now they're saying, it might take 2-3 weeks. It's always in the key blue cities inside red states. And Democrat strategists told you this right before the 2020 election. Oh, it's a red mirage. Trump will lose. And they'll black out the windows at the tabulation centers and just go to work, and you know what happens. And they admittedly have 500,000 phantom people that have never been on the voter rolls that are allowed to vote in Michigan. It's totally illegal, but they just said, we'll fix it next time. Though they denied it the last 4 years it happened, but it's been proven. Remember, before that was made up. Now it's like, well, it is true, but just never mind. And the feds had, it's unconstitutional, but their threats worked against Texas and Alabama and a bunch of other states. They just said, yeah, we're going to let people with non-citizen IDs vote, and we're going to keep a bunch of illegal aliens on the ballot. And it goes on and on and on. And we've got the reports pouring in of the machines failing everywhere from Wisconsin to Georgia to Tennessee to Missouri to California to Arizona. And people just come out and say, yeah, it kept flipping my votes. And we all complained. So they said the machines are broken. But, oh, there was a headline, George Soros forced to counter. George Soros Group and others forced to counter MTG and Alex Jones making up lies. Though I've got stacks of it being reported by local news. But the good news is people aren't as naive as they were 4 years ago. And a lot of the fraud's been mitigated. And people are watching very closely. And Harris never launched well. She had less than, you know, right at less than 2%, 1.9% support in the polls when she was running for the nomination. But she dropped out way before, so never got one vote in the primaries. Now installed. And so she's saying Trump's going to bring in martial law and bring in all these draconian Hitlerian activities. But meanwhile, whoever's running the Biden administration has actually put that the first time in modern history into play and are going operational with it. Now, it's always been in different documents, different Pentagon manuals that if there's breakdown and looting and civil war, and the governor or the president calls out the troops, that they can then be given authorization to defend themselves in lethal force. This is different because they're doing it ahead of time, and they're saying it's for civil unrest, including protesters. And the point is that they're trying to blame Trump and saying he's doing it with no evidence when they're the ones doing it. And that's an obvious major score for Trump to point that out. And it's the right thing to do to get ahead of this because you have Carbo and Jamie Raskin and, I mean, literally hundreds of them. You've seen them saying civil war conditions. We need a violent uprising. Trump's coming to arrest all the black men and put them in prison. And they've got all these movies like Civil War that have just come out right on time in the last 6 months, hyping up where a Trumpian figure is surrounded and the patriots who are liberals all get together with the military and come and kill the Trump figure. It goes on and on and on. So I've been saying we need Trump, and if not Trump, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., J.D. Vance, Tucker Carlson, and others to raise this. This is a big deal. And I would imagine tomorrow in the Joe Rogan interview with Trump in the morning here in South Austin, down the street from me, that this will get raised. And that's good. And I know folks have briefed Trump on this. And they'll spin it like Trump claims the military is coming to kill you. No, they're saying Trump's going to use the military to kill people. The military knows that's unconstitutional. They don't want to do it. So we need to make a big issue out of this and get ahead of it and point out who's actually preparing it. It's very simple what I'm saying. And it's even more central than what I was saying was the top thing a few months ago. And I was already predicting they'd try this. And that's the 325,000 missing children that even the New York Times admits they've tracked down, many of them in slave labor, in horrible conditions, and many in sex slavery. And that's just who the Border Patrol had and was ordered by the Biden-Harris-Mayorkas human trafficking crime syndicate to release. So this is huge. But we're not going to be able to reverse that and find the missing kids and stop the bleeding at the border. We don't get Trump in. So the main central point now, Trump needs to cover that, not to talk about the missing kids, but pledge to find them and pledge to prosecute those that did it. It's the right thing to do, and it's a political winner. But he also needs to point out that they're all over the news saying it's going to be a race war. Trump's coming to kill the black people. Trump's coming to use the military. Biden, Harris, Carville, all of them, with no evidence, while they're gearing up for it and saying they're going to trigger the civil unrest, as we predicted years ago, but intensely in the last few months, hundreds of times here, easy to see happening, that they're going to string the election out, they're going to claim Trump supporters get mad, they're going to claim they're going to be violent, they're going to stage some false flags, January 6th on steroids, the Governor Whitmer fake kidnapping plot on steroids to the next level. And that's how they're going to try to then demonize Trump supporters and President Trump. And then the Harris-Biden coup will be in control of the military when Trump is president-elect during that whole fracas. And Raskin's already got scheduled for, what, the 16th of November big symposiums on the Civil War in America and the chaos and how to deal with it. Because they've scripted it and they've prepared it. And I get Trump wants to cover campaign issues and be popular and win the election. He's done that. He's winning in a landslide. So they keep telling you it's close because they want to make it believable when they steal it. That's why they tried to kill Trump twice. And they will try again. So that's where we are. And it's a big deal. And so I will cover all this news and other geopolitical news, military news, economic news, cultural news today, and take your phone calls on these central issues and get your take and your angle on what's happening. But the steal is on. The attempted theft of the election with the censorship and the databases and the congressional testimony, how Google can swing an election more than 10 points, just delisting Republican candidates' info, only listing positive information about the Democrats. Can't find anything negative about Harris anywhere on Google. but nothing but propaganda and fake stories they admit they're paying to have put out. Constant fake news stories about Trump, and as soon as one is debunked, in 24 hours, the next one's rolled out. It's all pure crap, recycled. They don't even try to change it. They just recycle old crap. He loves Hitler. He hates Mexicans. He's groping women. And it turns out it's the same reporters, the same people, recycled, all debunked. It's absolutely incredible. You know, one of the newer women is, and I was walking with Epstein out of his house at this address on this year, and he said, let's go see Trump, and Trump groped me. Epstein didn't live at that address for two more years after that. It's like E. Jean Carroll saying, this is the outfit I wore when he groped me, and she's on the cover of a major magazine, and they go look at the design of it. It's 2 years after she claims that happened, that they manufactured that coat. It's just ridiculous. So they're making their move. And they're pre-programming that Trump's going to have martial law. They're pre-programming he's going to kill everybody. They're pre-programming he's going to arrest everybody so that it sounds legitimate when they do it. And that's why that clip of Biden from 3 days ago, I've played it four or five times. I could teach a college course on propaganda just analyzing it. Because his doddering and dementia riddled as he's still telling you, oh, he's going to arrest us all. He's going to fire everybody. He's going to kill us. He's going to use the military to kill citizens, so we've got to lock him up first. So introduce the martial law and the mass arrest and the lawfare. That's what they're already basically rolling out and have been doing in earnest with the lawfare, and then say it's Trump. So it's so easy to call out, but it sounds crazy to say they're preparing race war and martial law and having the military authorized to kill American citizens during civil unrest, but it's all public. They're the ones that did it. And then like con men, that's what they are, con artists in a confidence game, they sit there and tell us we're doing it because they're deathly afraid that we're going to point out that they're in the process of the theft of the election and then creating a national emergency, a civil emergency, martial law, won't be called that though, it'll be called civil emergency. Again, January 6th times 10,000, provocateured, staged, ginned up, false flagged, as the backdrop for Homeland Security's announcement that in the future, once Trump's defeated, quote, we've got to mop up and demolish the Trump infrastructure, the loyal, informed, smart Americans. And the documents are public that the British government's advising Harris and sending over campaign people illegally, and advising her how to basically have Elon Musk arrested and X taken over. I mean, this is a real war. This is the second American Revolution against a globalist occupying force that would have us believe that all this civil unrest they're planning is between black and white people. I told you they'd brand it like that. It's preposterous. And what do they all say? Trump's coming to kill people of color. He's coming for the black men. The military's going to kill you. And they provide the movies and the TV shows and the Obama Netflix shows about martial law and white against black. And it's all there. It's ridiculous. But they think, they've always thought, well, we can't have a communist open class war takeover, the Weatherman, Saul Alinsky, Barack Obama. So we'll make it racial. And that's come out in their documents. That's how they want to have their class war. But instead, they're going to bill the people fighting against a globalist takeover for their lives and their future and their security and their prosperity, their bodily autonomy and their sovereignty of individuals and the country. That then gets branded as, oh, it's all racial. Oh, a cop shot an innocent black man. That's why the country's burning. And it's Trump's fault. Or, oh, some crazy Trump supporter, you know, shot up or truck bombs a tabulation center in Arizona or Pennsylvania or Michigan or Georgia. The globalists are making their move. And of course, it won't be a Trump supporter. It'll be staged. But it's so easy, and it's the final piece they need. It's all laid out. The jigsaw puzzle's done. One last piece. Bloop. And 11 days out, it's like when you're trying to start an engine and it's not starting, you're trying to, and finally you're, and I'm hearing the, And RFK Jr. came out, went super viral yesterday, said everything I'm saying. He said, hey, have faith. Bill Gates has been criminally indicted in the Netherlands. He's trying to get out of it. He's totally panicked for the poison shots. It's happening. They're in trouble. We have the initiative. But you've got to know the time and history you're in. Here is RFK Jr., exactly as I've called for. And now it's front and center in front of Trump. And he's been told, he's been given the documents. And then I've done the other legwork saying, please bring up this issue to Rogan. And, you know, I talk about this stuff and people say, hey, don't talk about it. They'll put pressure on Rogan or something. I hope they do. That'll make him cover it more. I mean, come on. But I have been a little busy beaver, not just on air. And you've been busy beavers. So I salute you and I thank you, but we can do it. Remember, I learned from a high-level TSA source a year ago. And then I checked with the Border Patrol and they said, yeah, they're planning this winter to bring back the COVID restrictions. And then later they tried. The documents came out that were planning it. But because we got ahead of it and everybody, you know, the RFK Juniors and countless others, the Dale Big Trees, the list goes on, Dr. Peter McCullough's, all of them, looked at it, went public and said, don't you dare try it. They started trying it. People exposed it and they had to back off. Now they're trying again, but it's not working. You've got to get ahead of things. See, my broadcast is not about being entertaining or, oh, look at this interesting thing or that thing, though I still do that. It's about mobilizing the people. And I'm trying to show you when you've been Tomorrow's News Today for 30 years and you get that level of an audience, and it's not me, it's all of us together, the show, the guests, the crew, the listeners, the act that we're, you know, this is not a spectator sport. You are men and women in the arena here, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to have the credibility to predict the enemy move so we finally get to the point of having enough pressure on them where they don't do it. Oh, boy, I'll have lots of credibility if they trigger the fake race war and civil war and, you know, all this stuff. I mean, when I predicted they'd try to kill Trump, oh, I'd had a lot of credibility. They'd have killed him. They sure tried. I don't want to be the guy that's right about this stuff. I want to stop it. Change the future today. We're not really Tomorrow's News Today. That's just the first phase, as I said 20 plus years ago. I said, we got a big audience now, but still most people can't believe stuff's as serious. But as the globalist operation expands and gets so bad and goes fully operational in 2020, because they said they would in 2020, how did I know that? There's documentaries I made 20 plus years ago where I predict by 2020 they launched this and that because they said they would. It's an operation. And I knew that once all the horrible stuff really kicked in, then people would finally listen, and then they'd listen to what I was saying about the future coming so we can stop that. It's about changing the future for the better today. It's about not being jellyfish that just let the system program you so you just receive and are a repeater. But instead, you are a transceiver that receives and transmits. Transmits and receives. So that you are a player in the universe. So that your will and your destiny has an effect. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Say one other thing. President Harris said today in her post, in her speech, she said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public and use the public to promote his agenda. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly lethal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. And technically, now it's legal for the U.S. military under this directive. It will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative. This did not come during the Trump administration. This did not come from Donald Trump. It came from the Democratic Party. And that's why I left the Democratic Party.
Boom. Boom. Get out the way, New World Order. So, then you add Raskin and Carbel and all their surrogates saying Trump is going to do all this while they're saying race-based civil war and that Trump supporters are going to kill people at polling stations. Gee, riddle me this, Batman. How do you know that's coming? I mean, come on, people. This is not that hard to get. And once folks stop being naive and stop projecting your own decency onto the world and realize we got some really evil people in control of this country, you'll know their every move, you'll know their playbook, and they're so easy to beat. And let me play a clip of Bill Gates, and I've got the news reported on it yesterday. Indicted, very serious criminal charges, lying about the shots that have caused mass death, that destroy your immune system, all part of a business plan. He is freaking out and filing, saying this will be a chain reaction. It'll bring down all the big medicine companies. Well, they need to be brought down because they're selling death or selling sickness. They want you sick. This is another exciting thing happening. Here's RFK Jr. on that.
There was something else, another article about Bill Gates that came out today that said he's just been indicted. He's been indicted in the Netherlands for lying to the public about the COVID vaccine. And he's going to have to go to trial. You think that he wants to go to trial here in the United States of America? You think maybe that's one of the reasons he chose to give $50 million to Kamala Harris?
That's why he gave the $50 million to try to stay out of prison. They are on the run. And as Ron Paul is known for saying, it's happening. It's happening. Everything we've been working towards that we did with almost no support and maybe 1% of people 30 years ago knew about the globalist. Now, anti-globalists are being elected all over the world. The globalists admit everybody hates them. They have the Davos meeting this year and say, everybody hates us. And the theme of the whole thing was gaining the public's trust again. It ain't happening. We know what you did. A lot of us do. And soon everybody's going to know. We know you're behind the inflation, the human trafficking, the wars, the pedophilia, the transgender cult targeting the kids, all of it. So yeah, I got to take my licks and be attacked and sued and harassed and my family, but it's worth it because we're having a big effect and we're turning the tide against evil. And that's why I want to salute this audience of activists for your past work, because all the success humanity's having right now, much of it, I mean, more than half of it. I mean, we wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for you and this broadcast and this crew. So understand that. You and your support and your word of mouth and your steadfast prayer and you not turning against me and forsaking me when I was through all these lies and attacks. Thank you for standing strong. You are amazing and God bless you.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep, and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we've been working very, very hard to expose the globalist occupiers' plans. They want to finish off the country. They want to bring in absolute, total, permanent martial law and tyranny. They'll call it a national security state. But we are exposing their plans and their attempt to steal the election in live time. Thanks to all of you. And I'm going to plunge back into all of this and get into all the rest of the news and more evidence of mass election manipulation coming out, and take your calls, and also get into her disastrous town hall last night on CNN and so much more. But please remember, we're not backed by big money. We're backed by we the people. So we try to bring you amazing products that work really well so that they empower you and you like them and you get them again. Or like a restaurant that wants to have great, delicious, healthy food, so there's a line around the block. And we need your support. InfoWars can be shut down on November 13th or a day or two after that. That's when it's up for sale. We're fighting to make sure good buyers get in there and do it, but who knows what's going to happen. So we've got sponsors, the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com with incredible supplements and t-shirts and hoodies and ball caps to promote freedom. It is very, very exciting. So I want to encourage everybody to support our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com. When you sign up to be a VIP, you get $40 free a month. That means you're $10 extra to buy whatever you want on the site. Also, with promo code Patriot, you get a free $5 on top of that. Plus, there's giant sales going. And now, just this week, three new amazing supplements have been launched. We have the Ultimate Gut Cleanse Anti-Parasite. You just take two pills a day for a month. You only do this once a year. It is incredible what it does for your body. It's got all the known best concentrated ingredients. Then a super high-quality probiotic, 60 billion. Good bacteria, a wide spectrum of the very best known types out there to flush out the bad guys. So good for your whole body. The gut is your first line of defense, like a wall or a door on your house. It is so critical. Do the gut cleanse with the Ultimate Probiotic. These are up to 55% off when you get three bottles, 50% off when you get two, and it is 40% off when you get one. And now the new product. And, you know, we're calling this Ultimate Hydration Force or HydroForce, but it's not just high-quality electrolytes. It's got a whole bunch of amazing minerals and vitamins and more in it. So it's basically like some of the other great products that we put out that have all the vitamins and all the minerals in it, but then it also has the electrolytes in it. So we're very, very excited about this. Ultimate HydroForce, now available in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. It empowers you, it makes your life better and healthier, and it keeps the tip of the spear on the air in the face of the globalists doing everything they can. So this is like vitamin mineral fusion, but with high quality electrolytes on top of it. You want it. It tastes great. All natural fruit punch. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP to get the $40 a month credit towards any products you want. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. And then that way it's a recurring $30 you pay each month. You get an extra $10 on top of it. So that's pays for itself right there, plus 10 bucks. And then it habituates you, cancel any time from the month to month, to remember the site, to get updates, to get special deals, and so much more, and special discounts. It's not just the 40 bucks when you're a VIP. It take too long to get into it all. Just go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. All right, let's go ahead and play a little breakdown of this great product, and I'm going to come back and plunge into all the news. HydroForce, now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
We are announcing Ultimate HydroForce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to vitamin mineral fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high-quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate HydroForce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients, this baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate Hydroforce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate Hydroforce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your Hydroforce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. So the system is in complete and total absolute panic mode. We are in the middle of the second American Revolution. It's an information war. The bad guys are losing. And so they are in desperation mode and are going to trigger unrest, trigger violent events, stage false flags, wind up crazies, think Governor Whitmer fake plot much bigger, January 6th much bigger. And we've been predicting that, but now they're everywhere saying it's going to happen with 11 days out of the election. And as we predicted and they denied, oh, it's going to take weeks and weeks now to know the outcome. And that creates the backdrop, that creates the hysteria, that creates the chaos where the FBI, who's, quote, deployed to make sure there's no violence in the election, their special units can then provocateur what we saw on January 6th. So look for the Ray Epps types to be out in force and online trying to stir up stuff. Look, if they steal this openly, it's going to defeat them so badly in the culture wars, not just here, but worldwide. And remember, this is a war. This doesn't happen in one battle. And they're going, once they steal the election, and they're going to try it, they may fail, they are going to then trigger the crises to cement their totalitarian permanent civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law. That's their plan. They admit it while saying Trump is going to do it. And that's how they introduce the idea that it's needed. That's how their brains work. They're vassals, they're minions, they're slaves, they're NPCs, they're death cult victims. They're in a cult. And they could just steal it so big or just have Fox News declare Kamala's the winner early and just say that's the case. They may do a zig when they say they're going to zag move. They may throw a curveball. That's probably not going to happen because it's so hard to pull off. 95% chance they're going to stretch it out weeks, create violence, and then say, see, Trump's Hitler, and blame everything on Trump and his supporters. And then the Biden-Harris coup saves the day with the military and thinks that the states and the attorney generals that aren't globalists will just roll over and be quiet, or they'll try to put them in prison like Ken Paxton. So right now we have to have maximum awareness of this. This is why I'm just harping on this, to get this out there as a central issue, which it's now launched. It's now out there. It took me 3 weeks to get it to trend on X. You helped. It took us 3 weeks, the InfoWars operation. You are the operation. You're the key to it all. And then now it took another week to get RFK to talk about it. That's gone super viral. And now it's a chain reaction. Everybody else is talking about it. And then cross your fingers, it'll be a big subject with Rogan tomorrow and Trump. And once there's a debate about this, and we see, and the public learns that they're gearing up for martial law on the Democrat side, folks already know they've staged all these other indictments and fake convictions, the rest of it, it's going to sink them even further. But again, you can't wait while they script it and line it up, and then we just sit here flat-footed. But we're not doing that. So I've covered that enough now. It's launched.
I will give my own views and updates as it unfolds. We'll take calls on what the deep state's planning, how we stop them, what you're seeing in your area. Election 2024 coming up next hour. I'll give the number out here in about 10, 12, 13 minutes before we go to break. And I'm going to take a ton of calls today for first-time callers. Haven't done that in a while. Just for first-time callers that have tried to get on or never been able to get on the election, on what you're seeing, on what you think's going to unfold, what you think Trump should do, and so much more. And then tomorrow, obviously, I've got some big guests in studio, but I'm going to do the full 4 hours, maybe longer, because the podcast with Trump is in the morning. I expect Rogan to put it out very quickly. I imagine it'll go about 2.5 hours. And so I would say it'll be out by 1 o'clock tomorrow. So I would imagine the drop time of that. And that's going to be huge. And we'll be analyzing that here on my show, on the War Room with Owen Schroyer and others. But you see all the lines converging of the election and the attempted shutdown of InfoWars and all the wars and conflicts accelerating and the dollar and the BRIC system and the universal basic income being pushed, and they're trying to launch new pandemics. There are times in history when everything accelerates, and we're entering into that, but it's a super acceleration, a super cycle, because it's not going to be just like the regular 87-year cycle and the fourth turning we're entering right now, which that book's been proven dead on. And they didn't invent those ideas. They just codified them well. And looking at it from a sociological, historical, economic, cultural perspective, but with all the technologies and things accelerating, it's like pre-singularities ahead of the mass singularity, if you believe that could ever actually be achieved. That's theoretical now, but let's just say 2047, Ray Kurzweil's right, the globalists are shooting for the date of the post-human world in 2047, and that we're obsolete. Quite a statement, quite an announcement. I think we should have a debate about that and not just go, oh, that's the WEF and Google, and that's DARPA, and they've just decided that we're done. Well, have you decided you're done? Have you decided you're obsolete? You have to believe that and go along with that and first hate yourself and believe the fake environmental garbage that's really just an anti-human death cult. You have to turn off your life force, your survival instinct. We are Team Humanity. We believe in a human future, and we understand it's all part of a struggle. And we have the incredible heights of reaching for the stars. We have the incredible depths of the depravity and the bad things we can do, but it is in that process that we find who we really are. So we need to be natalists. We need to support families and children. We need to be humanists, not in the leftist humanist term that meant get away from God, but humans made in the image of God, part of this incredible experience of free will and consciousness. So we have to take those terms back. I'm a pro-humanist. I'm a team humanity soldier in the fight. Because if you don't believe in the species, if you don't believe in our free will, which we have, if you advocated it and just handed it over to the system, you are worse than a slave. You are now an engine of this spirit that's turned yourself over to it. All right. But I just want to say, fabulous job, listeners. And I don't just say fabulous job, just to make you feel good. That's why when you call in and say, oh, you're so great, you're the one supporting the show. You're the one spreading the word. And again, it's not heroic to fight for your life. It's not heroic to stand up against pedophile satanic death cults that have already killed 30 million people with poison shots. It's the default position to pick your baby up at 1 a.m. when they got a stomachache and feed them. It's the default position to take care of your parents when they're old. It's the default position when somebody walks over and punches you in the nose to kick their ass or die trying. It's the default position to look at the sun and the moon and the trees and the birds and all and how beautiful it is and thank God. It's the default position to enjoy your dinner with your family. It's the default position to love beautiful music and culture and to love your wife and your husband and your children. God gave us all the passion. God gave us all the pleasure. God gave us all the experience. God gave us the consciousness. And we need to celebrate it and celebrate the potential of humanity. So great job, everybody, getting this martial law plan out. And it's now launched. You don't need me to tell you that they're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. They thought they were going to sneak attack us, and they didn't. And it's been 30 years of busting my ass. But that's only part of the equation. It's been 30 years, some of you have been listening that long, supporting me, that we're now able to move the needle against the New World Order, and they cannot stand it. That at this massively critical, urgent, existential moment in history, despite all the attacks and all the threats and the Justice Department investigations and the 5 grand juries they had open on me and couldn't find anything criminal because it didn't exist, that I'm not in prison right now is because of God and God working through you. And it's all been worth it. I'm not a victim. I'm a warrior in a war, and I got scars, and I asked to be in the war, and I love being in the war, and I love being a good guy. And these damn scars are like works of art, and they're reminders. I mean the real ones and the physical ones and the emotional ones and the spiritual ones. God put me right where I'm supposed to be. And all the attacks I've gone through in my life and all the bad things that happened to me made me who I am and made me stronger so that I could hold the weight now as it intensifies. God was forging me like a sword in a smith with the fire and the white hot coals and the hammers coming down over and over and over again. And at first I bore the strikes of the hammers because I knew it was for the right cause. But now the hammers are pleasure, because now the sword is almost complete. Now the sword has been sharpened and is ready to carry out its mission. Now the sword of truth is being unsheathed. Now we enter the main battles in the most important war in human history. Now guard yourself for true. All right. Everything else is a symptom, and the enemy puts these fake stories out every day, knowing that we're going to find out their lies, so then why do they do it? Mainstream media, corporate media, dinosaur media, zombie media, reanimated media, enemy of the people media, propaganda media, disinformation media, New World Order media, anti-human media, knows that they're hated and have less than 10% approval rating. But they still can get us to respond to the lies instead of putting out the truth. It's a distraction. It's a diversion. Now, that said, most people are not to the level of understanding that yet. And I get all these emails and calls. Why aren't you debunking that Trump doesn't love Hitler? Why aren't you debunking that he says, I hate Mexicans, when he pays for a Hispanic lady's funeral? What? Because it's absolute crap. And of course it came out, none of it was true. And now we've got all the latest here. Model: Trump groped me in twisted Epstein game. And then it's on InfoWars, instantly debunked yesterday, where the woman says, yeah, I was walking with Jeffrey Epstein out of his house at such and such in New York, and we walked down and saw Donald Trump. Jeffrey Epstein didn't live there for 2+ years after that, didn't have that address. It's just stuff like that, E. Jean Carroll. This was the dress I wore when he grabbed me in the open clothing area at the department store in New York. Again, 2 years later, they put out that dress. Yeah, and that's one of the ladies from before. And then there's another lady and 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 another lady. And it's the same reporters that put this out 4 years ago and 8 years ago. Same reporters just wait and sit there. And then they put this report out, hoping people believe it, hoping that people know about it, all based off a clandestinely recorded thing of Trump 20 years ago joking, saying, yeah, these women want you so bad, you can do whatever you want. And that turns into he does do that, so then that's the story. And that's all they got, ladies and gentlemen. Did Donald Trump ship 325,000 children the last 4 years into the country and then erase their identity and stop DNA testing when they were clearly not with their parents and then put them on airplanes and fly them all over the place and give them to people in many cases with no paperwork and then no one can find them? Some of them do get found from DHS whistleblowers and they're in sex slavery and in physical slave labor bondage. Even the New York Times reported on it. Does the New York Times, they'll go out and show you the kids in slavery? No, they just had covered their ass and admitted. Do they report on all the whistleblowers in Congress? No. They found a bunch of these little kids, some of them young as 3 months old, dead. I've had some of the whistleblowers that testified to Congress in studio that start crying. They've been doing it decades. This wasn't going on before until Obama gets in. It starts happening. Then it stops under Trump. Then it more than quadruples under Harris, Biden, Mayorkas. And they're literally on airplanes. They describe it here on air with 3-month-olds, 6-month-olds, where they're going 6-7 stops for 10, 12 hours, and they give them no diapers, no formula, and they're on planes with little children crapping themselves. If a mother got on a plane that was flying to Europe and said, I don't have a bottle, I don't have formula, I don't change my baby's diaper, when she landed, the CPS would be there. But when the government does it, it's okay. These people are sick. Oh, but Trump, somebody said, and if he says he's innocent, they'll sue him in New York and win $87 million. Because the judge told him in that case, you cannot say you're innocent. And in Texas and Connecticut, the judge said, I'll sanction you. And she did sanction both my lawyers because we still did it. If you say you're innocent, I'm going to put you in jail. They're show trials. It's rigged. They have movie cameras in there. It's scripted. And I know most of you know that. But I thought I knew a lot of stuff till those trials 3 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. And I mean, it was, I looked on both judges' desks. I was up there testifying. And I saw the same scripts and notes. They had the same film crews. It was all rigged. They already found me guilty. I knew that. But it's just, they're people that have joined the dark side. They've joined the globalists. They've joined the bureaucracy. They've joined the deep state. And they just think they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. Yeah, there's Letitia James in New York, put in by Soros, promised to put him in jail, ran on putting Trump in jail. And these guys all think they're movie stars. Yeah, you are movie stars. You're playing the villain. You guys are jokes. And now they're all, if Trump gets in, we all go to prison. You deserve to go to prison. But that won't be Trump's main focus. It'll be securing the border, stopping World War III, finding the missing children, and getting the economy turned back on. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the link. It's an info war. Real Alex Jones. Share it. Share it. Share it. Share it. Share it.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and, until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
After being taken to a hospital for a drug overdose, Anthony Hoover woke up in the middle of having surgeons cutting him open to harvest his organs. Hoover's sister noticed his eyes open and look around with emotion, but she was told that it was just reflexes. The staff told his family that Hoover had given permission for his organs to be donated and that he was declared to be brain dead. But according to a witness, he woke up, began thrashing around, crying, and making attempts to speak, which was ignored by doctors at first. An hour later, the doctors finally stopped because he was showing too many signs of life. Hoover is now recovering from these wounds. This is not an abnormal event. In the medical industry, there is a huge demand for living organs, which is why the term brain dead was invented.
The way it occurred was that Christian Bernard did the first heart transplant in South Africa in 1967. 3 days later, they did the second heart transplant. And you don't know where that is, but I'll tell you. It was done in Brooklyn, New York. And what they did is they cut the beating heart out of a three-day-old baby and transplanted it into an 18-day-old baby. And at the end of their surgeries, a short time after the end of their surgeries, both of those babies were dead. It was illegal. It was immoral. And so they had to do something to make it legal. And so what they did is they set up a committee at Harvard, and the committee invented brain death. The committee did not do studies on dogs or cats or rats. They didn't collect data on human beings. They just invented brain death. It doesn't get better. It keeps getting worse after that. Then a lot of people think that brain death means flat brain waves. They're not even required to do brainwave testing. The way they did that, they studied 9 patients, and 2 of the 9 still had brainwave activity. And then they concluded, no longer is it necessary to look at brainwaves, so it's not required to look for brainwave activity.
So when they're doing the transplantation on people they say are brain dead,
they're all alive. They give paralyzing agents when they take the organs so that they don't move and they don't squirm.
So horrible.
And even if they don't move and don't squirm, when they cut on them, their heart rate goes up and their blood pressure goes up, and, which is the response to pain. But they can't demonstrate that they have pain.
Because they're paralyzed. They medically paralyze them.
Yeah.
So they can't respond by...
Right.
That's horrible.
And it gets really bad if you pay attention to it.
Apparently, we are having a human organ shortage.
The United States has a very severe organ shortage.
Every year, there's over 100,000 people waiting for organs, and there's additions on a weekly basis to that list, and fewer people coming off the list. And so we're in this constant state of crisis trying to find organs for people in need.
The demand for young, healthy human organs is much greater than the available supply. And while we are mostly told about the life-saving aspect of organ donation, private industry is hungry for young, living bodies too. Medical research personnel call these beating heart cadavers. And according to MIT Technology Review, donated bodies are powering gene-edited organ research. As more and more young people overdose on fentanyl, the human organ business gives thanks.
An unexpected silver lining to the epidemic of drug overdose deaths.
Drug overdoses are now one of the leading causes of death in organ donors, especially among young people.
Drug overdoses have spiked since the opioid epidemic started sweeping the nation. And health experts say the only silver lining has been the increase in life-saving organs for transplants.
Organ donors who have died from drug overdoses have increased by 500%.
500%, that's huge.
That's huge.
A trend they really started to notice 4 years ago. Klassen said it started in New England, spread through Appalachia, then to the upper Midwest, now claiming the lives of those all across the country.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the car.
We are now into hour number two of the most hated broadcast by globalist pedophile Satanist and the death cult on the planet. They say a man's known by his enemies and his friends. Well, I'm very pleased and honored to be known by my friends and my enemies. But the best friends we've got are each other in this fight, and that's the crew, and that's the audience of activists. You are the crew of the InfoWar. And no matter what the enemies of freedom say, that they can buy InfoWars and own the name, information warfare is what's going on this planet. You can't own the name Titanic. You can't own the name First Amendment. You can't own the name Jesus Christ. You can't own the name George Washington. You can't own the name Donald Trump. But they want to try to silence us, and they admit they want to take the catalog of InfoWars information off the air. And we're battling them in court to make sure they can't do that one way or another. And that's where your support comes in and is absolutely critical through our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to go over all the election developments, the news. There's so much of it. And I want to take your phone calls in the second, third, and into the fourth hour today. And then Jay Dyer is coming up with Jay's analysis and his amazing research into globalist core documents and their own statements. Always powerful. Fourth hour. Then Owen Schroyer. Knocking it out of the park, 3 p.m. Central, The War Room. Now, we're going to take calls from first-time callers on the election and everything to do with it and the type of October surprises we could see that they say are imminent, Israel striking Iran. Those documents came out a week ago. They say they're going to hit before the election. What will that do? The Ukraine situation, the Democrats promising civil war conditions and calling for violent uprisings and signing orders in the coup, in the Harris-Biden coup against America, to use the military against the people with lethal force. All of that down, hitting the mainstream, trending the top of X and other places. We are tomorrow's news today. Not just to say, oh, we were right. We knew we were right. It's a fact. But to cause a debate about it so that we're not hit flat-footed. So I'd like to talk about that as well. what else we need to push to get Trump to become aware of and speak about. Hey, Trump, why are they saying you're going to kill everybody with the military and create martial law while they're gearing up for it? You might want to put a campaign ad together of Raskin and Harris and Biden and Carville and all of them saying, oh, Trump's going to kill the black people. Trump's going to kill. He's got the military, martial law. Oh, God. While they're gearing up for it, they're going to stage events, target black people. How long have I been saying that? That's the pre-programming. And now they're saying it's imminent. So any big black gatherings, I keep saying black college, because that'd be one of the places you'd find mainly black people. Truck bomb, mass shooting. Remember a couple years ago I said the globalists are really hyping that Trump supporters are going to kill black people. And I said they'll probably go in a black college or a black church or a black supermarket and have a white supremacist shoot it up. 2 weeks later, white supremacist goes in. Turns out he was being handled by an FBI agent. Same story with crooks trying to kill Trump. Same story with the kook ball a couple months ago in Florida trying to kill Trump. With the Azov Battalion Nazis all run by the CIA on record. Oh, there are white supremacists out there. And even Texas Monthly, like 25 years ago, gave a bum steer award to the FBI back when the liberals would actually report some truth. That's the big liberal publication that attacks me all the time, Pure Lies. But back then, came out in the FBI case in Dallas-Fort Worth that there were no KKK groups and no violence against blacks. So the FBI spent millions of dollars trying to pay literally mentally retarded folks in a trailer park. I mean, literally, some of them had 70 IQs and were on disabilities for being registered mentally retarded. And gave them all this money for years to try to get them to say they were going to go out and attack black people. It was totally made up. And now the feds have been caught, the CIA and FBI, finding Pakistanis, Afghans, and others that think they're working for Iran and ISIS to go kill Trump as well. But then whistleblowers inside expose us. That's why I say the feds are out of control. The agencies are too big. They need to be reformed or abolished. But it plays into the enemy plan if we just say the whole FBI or the whole Justice Department's criminal. Most of them are just compartmentalized doing regular jobs, and their hands are tied, because I've interviewed a bunch of them off air and on air, and I've had briefings from top federal judges on the situation and in the last few years. And you know, Merrick Garland has a policy where they can't charge an illegal alien with any felony, and they won't let any of the judges or magistrates charge him, including convicted pedophiles who are caught raping children. And the judge gave me some public cases. She's like, I'm not going to give you anything secret. This is all in the public record, and we'd like you and others. And I said, let me guess, this meeting with these federal agents and you was, you went on Tucker Carlson, you went on Joe Rogan, and you've tried and you can't get on. They said, yeah, did somebody tell you? And I said, no, this has happened before. I know I'm not important enough. You want to talk to Joe Rogan. That's what I do, though. I know how things work. They're like, well, we're impressed. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll give your info to him. And it turned out that very judge and that group of feds out of Texas, and it's the main judge, the feds know who it is, the main judge in Texas, had already been with Fox News for a year trying to get them to cover it, and they couldn't. And finally, Fox did cover some of it after that. But, I mean, they had one case they gave me that was like he'd been convicted 4 times of raping kids, a couple times in Mexico, a couple times in Texas. And they found him for the 5th time driving a short bus for mentally retarded children, disabled children, and reportedly raping them. And the attorney general ordered them released. And all the judge could do was keep him in jail for a month on the law that he can't block, that he crossed illegally, so 1 month detention. And then they're pissed off, folks. I mean, so they should be. So one of our greatest allies is going to be federal marshals, FBI agents, judges, people that finally say, look, I cannot be part of this. I'm not going to go along with this and speak out against it. And that's the Achilles heel that's really scaring the globalists. And we're seeing all these whistleblowers come out, and we're seeing all of these other people get caught on tape admitting, you know, the Pfizer head of global mRNA, when it broke last year, people couldn't believe it was real. I said, they will shut down James O'Keefe within a month. I said, that's the last straw. And they did internal attacks and shut down Veritas and kicked him out within 1 month of that. I saw Tucker Carlson doing a bunch of stuff, you know, a month before he got fired. And I said on air, and Tucker called me, he goes, how did you predict that 1 month before? And I said, I just knew in my gut. Did I ever predict he'd be fired before that? No. I was watching him one night, seeing stuff he'd been doing, and I went on air the next day, and I said, Tucker's fired within 1 month, because I know the wheels are slow with something that big. And he's fired exactly 29 days later. So I've just figured out how stuff works. And remember the Pfizer head of mRNA? Homosexual? Thought he was there to meet a boyfriend, you know, a prospective date. And he's like bragging, yeah, we created a bunch of viruses in labs and we'll release new ones all the time and we'll take over the world. You know, we'll make hundreds of billions a year and it's a great business model. And people go, that's not real. That's not real. That guy's not a Pfizer head of mRNA. I mean, of course he was. And my point is, how many of those videos have come out? I mean, the new Project Veritas stuff, James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, it'll always be Veritas to me. But O'Keefe's new group, you know, has people that were running the flights, you know, getting the whole groups together with the babies, with no paperwork, just disappearing them. So that's the Achilles heel there. And the reason I raise that is the globalists have this whole civil war plan pre-programmed. They've always been pre-programming that it's going to be black against white. That's just the cover. They can point at that and say, oh, the cities are burning because of XYZ. And then they also plan attacks on federal buildings that'll then be blamed on Trump supporters. And so it's not just that I'm distancing myself from this. So when the false flags come, enough exposure, they might not, but currently on the trajectory, it's going to happen imminently. I'm not just saying that to distance myself from it. I legitimately know that blowing up a federal building is the absolute worst thing that could happen right now. Someone blowing up a black college is the worst thing that could happen right now. So I'm not up here, so I'll see the media. Oh, Jones is distancing himself from violence. I always have. That's not good. No Trump supporter is going to blow up a black college or church or blow up an FBI building. Give me, oh, Tim McVeigh did. I'm an expert on that. I've interviewed the witnesses and survivors. I've made films and books on it. I know the names of the feds that planted the bombs. People saw them doing it. It's an inside job. Eric Holder ran it. Yep, Hillary Clinton was to be indicted over the Whitewater scandal 4 days before documents related to the case were destroyed in the Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah, they picked a target to, you know, take care of a bunch of problems. And then Bill Clinton on Air Force One after re-election in 1996 said, oh, my re-election, the Oklahoma City bombing. Just type it in. It'll be so old it won't even be on web. Just click image. Bill Clinton says he owes his 1996 re-election to Oklahoma City bombing, AP, Reuters, USA Today, LA Times.
Yeah, that bombing sure got people to vote for me. Gee, whippers.
So, and then when they marched the feds out to arrest a bunch of innocent people, 100 times bigger than J6, people are not going to go at a certain point. And that's going to trigger a bunch of stuff. And at that point, again, I'm not just telling the public, don't go kill feds, because that's the stupidest thing to do. Plus, most of them aren't even involved in this evil crap. A lot of them are fighting it. And most of them are just neutral. That's not just the wrong thing to do. It'll blow up in everybody's face. But we already know that. I'm just explaining that. But also to the feds. You know the government's hijacked. You know they installed Kamala. You know they're human trafficking kids. You know they've ordered the Border Patrol to facilitate it. You know they're starting World War III. You know they're destroying the dollar. You know we're being put into a dystopia. And so I'm going to tell the feds the same thing I tell the public. You're smart enough to know that a civil war in America, even if you stage horrible attacks to demonize the resistance, people will know those are staged. And if it goes to a real roundup operation, I would not want to be the police and the military, because and the feds. I mean, look, when the Vietnamese decided to fight, nobody could beat them. When the British Empire thought they could beat us in 1776, they found out. The globalists all want us to kill each other and have a civil war. What would happen if we didn't participate? How does the movie War Games end? In fact, find the actual clip. War Games. War Games, the movie, A Strange Game. Just type in War Games, the movie, Strange Game. Pull up an HD version from YouTube. The computer at the end says, what a strange game. Because it finally learns at the end. The supercomputer. The only way to win is not to play. So everybody's always, I've been hearing this for 40 years. I was 10 years old, I was hearing it. Yeah, it's in these UN documents, 7277, which it is, that they're going to first disarm the people, then the police, then bring in a UN force. I tell you, I see them blue helmets, they're dead. You're not going to see blue helmets. You're under UN treaties and regulations, and your educational system's under UNESCO. And it's your local police that are going to be doing it. They're not going to be wearing blue helmets, though the head of Alphabet, Google, all of them, Hotez, Dr. Ryan at the UN, Tedros, the head of the WHO, they've all said we need the UN and NATO to control information and censor vaccine skeptics, and we need to actually physically have the UN go after them. So that's a real strategic problem for them to actually start saying that. I never thought they'd actually say it, but I guess they are talking about UN troops. So we are in cuckoo land. Here's what Alex Jones wants. Constitution, Bill of Rights, small government, freedom, more empowerment of the individual, a strong nation, not having exploratory wars, not having social engineers in Hollywood trying to brainwash our children and turn them into cult members. And I want security, and I want prosperity, and I want transparency, and I want freedom. And if you can't see as the general public or as somebody in corporations or somebody in the government that by any historical yardstick, we are in a crisis and we are in a asymmetrical war with globalists trying to cut the energy off, break our will, make us poor, demoralize us, and they're now trying to get us into a Trump supporter versus the black people, which is preposterous, and a Trump supporter populist against the feds. That is so stupid. And I know the audience knows that. I'm not preaching at you. Let me give you the toll-free number. First-time callers on this giant subject. And again, I'm not here to respond to the news. I'm here to change the news. I'm here to change the future. I'm here to push the needle and move it hard. And folks, they've seen this broadcast move the needle, some of the biggest movements ever. That's why they're scared of it. And it's because you're the brains, the eyes, the guts, the soul, the spirit, the blood, the muscle, the fiber, the bones, the sinew, the will. You are the InfoWar, no matter what happens to me. Remember that. No matter what happens to me, these broadcasts will be more powerful in the future, especially if the enemy succeeds. Boy, whoo, this stuff will be like platinum under the total lockdown. I mean, people will be watching this in 10 years, and they'll just say, it'll be just like prophecy, but it's not. It's enemy blueprint. But we're going to stop them before that. My job is to not be super popular in the resistance in the future. It's to take the country back and stabilize the planet. And unlike the commies and the left, we're not offering some utopia. We're just offering government and systems that are not out to get the people and that are egalitarian and classically liberal. People are liberal, yeah. Thomas Jefferson, liberal. More freedom, more individuality. Not liberal today. That's the BlackRock corporate poison. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789, right there on screen, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers coming up at the bottom of the hour, interspersed with the news. But I want to play this one more time because it's such a big deal. We've got, again, all the Democrat strategists saying civil war, martial law, race war, Trump supporters are going to kill everyone imminently. If they do the false flags or wind up lunatics, actually find a group that will actually kidnap somebody, unlike the Whitmer patsies. How did the Democrats know this was going to happen? It's them. So they have the motive, they have the history, they've been pre-telling you it's going to happen. I mean, it's not hard. Like if somebody in your business says, man, I think there's going to be a fire at this place. I don't know why. And it burns down the next week. Hey, Bob, why'd you say the building was going to burn down last week? So we're on the edge of absolute hell. And I'd really not like to go down this road. Now, if the people in the corporations and the politicians and the lawyers, the white shoe boys, give the military and the federal security forces the missions to keep doing this stuff, you guys and gals in the government need to look around and say, are we really this stupid? You really want to get marched off to an endless war in the country you live against your fellow countrymen who are waking up really fast? I mean, you see who's on our side? Elon Musk, Trump, Tulsi Gabbard's, Joe Rogan's full in. All the other big talk show hosts, the Tucker Carlson's of the world. Anybody who's anybody's anti-New World Order. Populists are winning everywhere. They sound just like me everywhere. We're the future. We nailed it. We warned people. We know what we're talking about. We're here. The globalists, only way they can succeed is if people didn't understand how the world worked. And we're diverted into all these political cul-de-sacs that go nowhere. No, the transmission went out. The people got it. To the corporations, the think tanks, the Pentagon, the feds. I mean, you see us pushing the needle here. I know in your own memos. A decade ago, we got to shut Jones down time and time again. We track all this back to him, all of it back to me like I'm a troublemaker. You need people stopping this insanity. There's no checks and checks and balances on this lunacy. You think I want to be the one doing this? I'm up here tooting my horn so that it's like we're a lighthouse. People know that's the good lighthouse where you go through the channel and don't wreck on the rocks. I'm telling people I got their numbers so people listen so we can stop all of this now. I mean, every time I reenter the country, they go, Mr. Jones, you need to do a FOIA request. We don't want to do this. And every time, it's happened like five times, they go, we're not going to follow the orders. We're not doing this. You can go. And then one time I saw one of the guys in the airport, I guess he was flying separately. He goes, hey, just so you know, they got you listed as basically a terrorist and you need to go do a FOIA request, and you know it's BS, and we're seeing it happen to other prominent people. We're seeing it happen to people in the state legislature that are good Republicans. And can you imagine me and those guys? And here comes Alex Jones up with his family from Cancun, and they go, I'm supposed to take you back here. And they take me back, and they go, we're not searching your bags. We're not doing this, but you really need to do a FOIA, Mr. Jones. I go, what? And they go, just do the FOIA. Then we do the FOIA, no response back, even though that's illegal. I've had law firms do it. Just... they don't even refuse us. They just go, there's no response back. So, and like, that's the country we're in? Me and my wife and kids, and we're sitting there with our bags, and every time, well, we're supposed to treat you like a terrorist, but you can go. And they're apologetic. One time I got mad, started yelling at them, and they go, listen, we get you're mad, we're mad too, just do the FOIA. You can go, Alex. Again, they want us to imprison each other. We don't need to do this. This is stupid. They got us all lined up like toy soldiers supposed to kill each other. I'm not going to be part of it. And if you're at the gun range and some guy comes over and says, let's train to kill some feds and people, that's an FBI informant. Walk out to his car, get his license plate, have it run. It's a fed. Pull a camera out when they do that and say, if you tell me that one more time, I'm going to call the police. And then just call the police on and get it on record. That's how you stop people like Ray Epps. Your calls are straight ahead to Ton of News. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Congress just issued a report that Harris and Biden have been involved in an amnesty program that's secret. Oh, yeah, when they give them immigration hearings on average 7 years out, that's not very quiet at all. But also, choked up Kamala video goes mega viral as internet speculates Dems nominee high on drugs. CNN's Anderson Cooper cooks Kamala on Trump wall flip-flop. I mean, it's all crazy. I'll be interspersing that with your phone calls. We've got loaded phone lines. But before we do that, a caller called in a few days ago and made some really good points. Here's what he had to say. You're on the air.
But with respect, Alex, to what you're talking about funding the operation, just funding wars in general, I got a question for the audience. Yeah, you, the audience member that's never donated or spent a dime at the store. What if the New World Order succeeded because you weren't willing to put up $50? What if the New World Order succeeds because you weren't willing to put up a $20 donation? Would you be able to live with yourself? Because I can tell you, as an 18-year listener, Alex, I probably spend about $1,000 a year at the store right now. And anytime you ever release something, I'll just buy it just because, and maybe I'll give it away as a gift or whatever. But to the people that are not funding this, are you aware, because you live in a capitalistic society, just that every time that you purchase something, that you're giving credibility to whatever that is? So instead of going to Amazon, why don't you just go to the Alex Jones store? Why don't you just get supplements? Why don't you just get t-shirts? What's the issue with that? So ask yourself the question, are you going to let $50 stand in the way between you and the New World Order?
The globalist master plan, the key to all their power, they admit, is the global social credit score, where they track everything you buy, tell you what you can buy, and then use that for total control. So they already know that the real voting power is in what you buy, what you promote, what you support. And that's what I'm saying is, in this war, imagine if we'd have kept Trump in, inflation would have been much lower, and everybody would have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So people lose money by not backing good political candidates, not supporting good companies, not backing groups and organizations that tell the truth. That sabotages the entire globalist operation. So you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. It's $30 a month. You get $40 to spend on the store. That means you're getting an extra $10. Use promo code Patriot. Get $5 on top of it. Some of the products are 55% off. Great ball caps, great t-shirts, great hoodies. Incredible supplements, all at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's a red link at the top of the site. And then finally, before I go to your calls, we have another sponsor, not just thealexjonesstore.com, but drjonesnaturals.com, owned and run by a wonderful person who I wouldn't exist if he wasn't there, David Jones, Dr. David Jones. And he was killing himself managing a bunch of dental offices and stuff 13 years ago. I needed help launching our own supplements. He'd been involved, actually, in nutraceuticals before, getting him into drug companies for the FDA. So I brought him in. He did a great job. Then about 3 years ago, without telling me, he thought we'd be shut down. He went and set up a warehouse in North Austin, set up Dr. Jones Naturals, came with a whole bunch of other great supplements. And I thought he was wrong then. He's been proven right. That's my dad, always looking out for me. And drjonesnaturals.com has incredible products. He's a key sponsor in this fight. The deep state's come after him as well. So if you want to back what I'm doing, back my dad. He's backing us. drjonesnaturals.com. And I'm not going to belabor the dozens and dozens of products that are there. A whole bunch of new ones are coming back in. Next level foundational energy. Everybody should get it. Limited supplies available. 5-star reviews. It is. You hear about how high fructose corn syrup slows down your mitochondria and makes your body produce fat. Well, just in the studies, methyl folate, that's the breakdown of folic acid, but most cells can't break down a lot of the folic acid, cleans all that out. So you get instant energy in 30 minutes with no letdown, because it's not a classical stimulant, and it flushes out your cells. That's just one thing it does. Believe me, you want to take it. And look out, particularly if you're already having mitochondrial issues. This is crazy. Next level foundational energy, drjonesnaturals.com. Also, the fluoride-free concentrate toothpaste with nano silver, iodine, tea tree, and other essential oils. And this is really strong toothpaste. People are like, whoa, this is like, only need a little bit of it. Yeah, it's concentrated. It's back in stock, limited supply, super blue, at the great site, drjonesnaturals.com. Rocket Rest is a powerful herbal, all natural sleep aid. Even if you have great sleep, you can always have deeper, better sleep. So good for your immune system and whole body. Try Rocket Rest. I know you'll love it. If you've got sleep problems, well, you'll really love it. Rocket Rest at drjonesnaturals.com. And finally, Top Brain is a very strong, high-quality combo of ingredients that is a stimulant. And it's very strong. People are blown away by it. Top Brain. DrJonesNaturals.com. And that is the coordinates of no matter what happens to InfoWars. How many days till the potential shutdown? What is it? 19 days? You want to ensure we stay on the air? It takes funds to do that because I'm fighting off all the deep state lawsuits, all their attacks, state and federal. We're starting to win. That's just part of doing this fight. It's part of the war. It takes money. Hell, that's where half the money goes. It's okay. You buy great products, you get it. Better immune system, better body, better quality of life. You fund this madman that doesn't know how to quit. Only way I quit is if you don't back me. You're in the driver's seat. That's it. I mean, I'm like a gladiator. I'll go out and fight to the end. But if I don't get fed and I'm sitting here in my cage and you release me once a week to fight, I'll be dead in the cage. So just feed me Seymour and you will get more New World Order operations devastated. We will move the needle against the tyrants. This is the place to back. Back Trump, back me. Nobody's fighting harder. DrJonesNaturals.com or TheAlexJonesStore.com /VIP. All right, let's do this now. And again, I'll intersperse the news. I was mentioning it. There's a lot of it. But for me, I'm not getting distracted by the latest Trump loves Hitler story or Trump hates Mexican stories that have all been debunked or the, oh my God, you know, Trump groped me with Jeffrey Epstein and then the story doesn't add up. Trump's the one that's going to release the Epstein list. That's why Bill Gates, his best buddy, was using him obviously to blackmail people, scientists, for control. That's what Gates does. He buys you, he blackmails you, all of it. He's given $50 million to Kamala because he's desperate. He's now been criminally indicted for the poison shots killing people in the Netherlands. This is big news. And thanks to all of you getting the word out, RFK Jr. is now exposing the martial law plans of the Democrats. Got to get ahead of that. And I'll be expecting some really good questions tomorrow with Joe Rogan when Trump gets interviewed in Austin down the street. So all of that is going on, and that's because of you. I want you to get that through your heads. And I want to salute those that do support and ask those that don't. You're not supporting yourself, then that's a fact. All right, Brian in Georgia. Brian, thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just want to shout out the Super Blue toothpaste. That is an awesome product. My family and I love that. Also want to say that the biggest issue that I believe nobody is paying attention to is the establishment Republicans. Not only in the Congress, but in state legislatures that are allowing not only illegals to vote, but have also notified that they will back with the Democrats in a contested election. We don't have a strong majority in the Congress, and it only takes, you know, five spineless Republicans to join with the Democrats to contest the election. Hopefully the new Congress is sworn in, but if they delay the new Congress from being sworn in, even if Republicans take Congress with a bigger majority, that could cause issues. And then, like I said, with the state legislatures, like Pennsylvania, Texas, here in Georgia, they are not being up and up on allowing, voters to not only show the fraudulent things that go on at the polls, but the actual registration and voting of non-citizens.
It's all happening, and they've left massive numbers of people on the rolls in a whole bunch of battleground states like Michigan, 500,000+ that aren't on the voter rolls, aren't registered. They just say, well, they're allowed to vote, even though it's totally illegal. Alabama put a bunch of illegal aliens back on the voter rolls because the feds threatened to sue them or charge them criminally. And yeah, it's Texas Secretary of State says we're going to take non-citizen IDs for voters. Don't ask if they're a citizen because the feds threatened them. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting and in our face. And remember just 4 years ago, oh, there's no phantom people on the rolls. Oh, there's no illegals voting. And now they just go, yeah, there are, and they're allowed to vote. It is crazy.
Yes, sir. It is very worrisome as a family man. For my children in the future, If the next administration gets into power and completely destroys the economy, nobody talks about the 20% inflation increase that happened during this this administration when they first came into power. And also,
and by the way, it's 24, as you know, but it's way higher than that.
Well, the other thing, Mr. Jones, is nobody talks about the half a trillion dollars they just spent. Like last week, literally, I follow this stuff constantly. You have the interest rate going back up right after they dropped the interest rate. And then now they've spent $500 billion. They just printed it. You can look at the FDIC, the Fed's, the FRED numbers. And you can see, I mean, it's just like the vote Viagra that happened during the Biden election. It just jumped straight up. And nobody is talking about the massive run of inflation and how it is destroyed. That's what's destroyed. Honestly, I believe your funding, sir, because I know I was a person that tried to, you know, whenever I had disposable income to buy stuff from the Alex Jones store to support the InfoWar, but with this inflation going crazy, we don't have any disposable income.
No, I understand. So, great points, great call. I'm going to move on. Yeah, I don't need to be an economist to know that when the economy's doing good and we see the audience go up, more funds come in so we would expand. That's the mission. Beat the globalist. Absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's that people do not have money because of the inflation and because of policies to shut down industry and jobs in this country. And I remember it coming out of Bilderberg Group and Davos decades ago where they would make statements publicly like, people have too much money. We're going to make people poor so they can't come protest us. And that's how the globalists see it. It's feudalism. Keep you poor, keep you down as a mode of control. John in Minnesota, thanks for being with us today. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about any of the little topics, but the main thing that I think we have to do as Americans is realize that there's more of us than there are of them. And we have to stay calm because it's not over until we say it's over. You know, that's kind of like my version of when you say, if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. My version of that is we're going to stay calm. We're going to circle our wagons. The top influencers, such as yourself and Tucker Carlson and all the rest of them, are going to collaborate to form a mass, okay? And we're going to hold on to our country because there's more of us than there are of them. And I have a plan. After they cheat on this election, we're going to have an exit poll. And people are going to call in, and they're going to leave their email, and they're going to leave the last four of their Social Security number. And we're going to pull that in their face and say, look, we voted for Donald Trump. And that's the deal. And we have to hold on, because if we get violent whatsoever, they'll just take us out.
Well, they're going to stage violence and blame it on us. But
that's the whole thing, is that staying calm thing is damn near impossible when your adrenaline is just pumping through your veins to try to stay calm. You know, to address this is really a tough job. So that is the hardest thing that we're going to have to do, is to stay calm and just realize that it's not over until we say it's over.
No, I totally agree with you. Thank you, sir. They need another January 6th, and I was there. I tried to stop it. We got set up. Everybody already knows that story. I'm not going to go back over it. And I did keep a lot of people from going on the building. And I predicted they'd kill people inside us at Kent State. But instead of being a Kent State by the government, they spun it because a few of the provocateurs broke in, and the police opened the doors so they could set people up. It's criminal. And now there's whistleblowers and others that have come out, including on Owen's show, and you admitted that, and the documents have come out. The feds were there. They lied to Congress. But they took just a few hundred people getting violent to blame a million people that showed up for Trump. We're not going to get caught in that this time, but they're going to try things like that. And if they have to, they will manufacture it. So we have to know that it's going to be a contested election. The Democrats are planning to do that. They're not going to accept Trump. They're not going to certify him. They're going to say they're the winners. And so we have to point out now they're doing that and planning martial law, well, how are they going to trigger that? And how are they saying it's going to be a race war? They're going to target black people, say we did it. It's there. It's not even 2 + 2 = 4. It's 2 = 2. I mean, 1 = 1. It's there. And then you have these guys in black breaking through the doors of the Capitol, and then the police fake arrest them and then take their handcuffs off later and high-five them. It's staged. They're going to do it again. But this time, we are really watching. All right, let's go to Laura in Boston. Laura, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First of all, what a pleasure it is to speak with you.
Pleasure's mine.
And I have a confession. And you had played one of your callers saying, would I be willing to lose, you know, $50 to bring the to watch the company burn, country burn down? Pardon me. No, you know what? And I've never bought any of your supplements. I really never have. And I'm really fit. I'm an older person. And I'm going to look into your stuff, and I'm going to take your stuff. And that's another way of being counted.
Well, you're going to like it. I mean, because, listen, the enemy's decided we're the hill to die on, like we're Stalingrad in World War II or you know, the Roman standard. They really want this off the air. So this is a key battle point. Thank you.
Yes, it really is. And so my question, or really sort of what I wanted to say to you was, I watched you for many years secretly. I was a middle-class secret Karen. So I just want to say thank you very much. I watch you openly now. I'm out of the closet. And, you know, I want you to know I'm RFK, big Kennedy family, Massachusetts, Hyannis Port, the whole thing. Everybody's educated. And you know what? I don't know if anybody else ever picked up on this, but the educated are the ones who were hypnotized. The Yale graduate, the Harvard, the half my friends went to MIT, and they really believe like everything's okay. So, you know what? Thank you very much. And Tucker and Elon, and man, we've got assembled a great team. And listen, Massachusetts, I wouldn't be surprised if it turns red secretly. So I love you, Alex. I love everybody else. And take care and good
luck.
Well,
Laura, don't hang up. I want to hear this because I, you know, we don't screen the calls other than your name where you're calling from. But if you want to tell us topics, you do. And you did. You said Democrats waking up. That's the phenomenon that's been documented that a lot of Democrats don't want to be attacked, but they're really Trump supporters. And again, I get why people used to be Democrats. The Republican Party was blue blood and evil and warmongering and just as bad or worse. Now, though, as Kennedy has said, RFK and Tulsi, the Democrats is where the cancer grew. And so, I mean, if the Republicans were like this, I'd be totally against them. And they got big problems. Don't get me wrong, but the Democrats are, I mean, and I'm just always asking myself, how can a lifelong Democrat who's got any brain cells not look around them and see the Democratic Party is absolutely gone to hell? So what are you seeing in Massachusetts?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of secret people. So I'm a runner. I'm 62, and I run long miles every day. I mean, I know everybody in my town. I moved to the country, and I have a country house and a city house, okay? But I just want you to know the people in middle Massachusetts and everything, they are. You think you're at a Trump rally. And, you know, when you first run up to people and you start chatting, you know, it's like, first, do you follow Jesus Christ and then you're going to vote for Trump? And that's the two questions I always ask everybody. I don't waste time. It's like, we don't have time, guys. Wake up. Wake everybody up. And you know what? When I tell you so many Karens have woken up, you know, the angels in heaven sang, okay? It's true. We were duped, Alex. We were seduced. We thought we were better than everybody else. Look at where I grew up, Joe Rogan, my brother was his Little League coach, okay? This is an elitist town. This is in all the surrounding towns. This is where big money lives. And you know what? They insulate us, little people. They insulate us. They seduce us. It's power. It's unbelievable to watch. Do you know one of the only canon law tribunals actually resides in Arlington, Massachusetts? They have these incredible Vatican hearings there, and there's law books. And I mean, it's, you know, Alex, when you get as crazy as your craziest, it's nothing compared to them. Nothing. You're like the little Who down in Whoville, screaming out to the Horton ears. That's it. That's you.
Beautifully said. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Laura. That's an exciting call. Kyle in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, man, you're my hero. I'm a born and raised Texan, and I've spent thousands of dollars over the years supporting your awesome products, and thank you.
We
for
wouldn't
all
be here
that.
Without. No, thank you. Thank you. You're the reason we're still in the fight. And we've spent $15 million in the 7 years fighting the Democratic Party lawsuits. They've now spent over $75 million trying to shut us down. So all that money you spent getting great products kept us on air, brother. I salute you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. My concerns are these Q-tards. I hear them say, trust the plan one more time. If I hear them say, trust the plan one more time, I'm going to lose it. The allure of listening to them, anybody that's a Trump supporter and that supports you and, you know, has common sense, you know, really wants what they're saying to happen, because come on, who doesn't want that to happen? That's the utopia. Let's get rid of all this evil. But people falling for that and listening to what they're saying and these dates that they keep moving around, I know you hate Q-tard stuff, man, and I'm right there with you. So,
well, I mean, here's the deal. I talk to all the resistance people. I mean, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, Trump, J.D. Vance. I mean, you know, I talk to them. I'm in meetings physically with them, and I go to dinner with these people, and I talk to everybody else. And then I'll see Q-tards attacking me on X going, Jones isn't really with Trump. He's an operative. And that's leftist posing as this Q thing to sow dissension in our ranks. And Biden was going to be executed on January 20th and Trump would really be in. And they're literally fought. And that's one reason Trump lost. He actually won by a little, but so many people believe the Q thing that they didn't go out and vote because, oh, we're invincible and the feds are good and the white hats and all this. And it's like a comic book thing for people that have woken up, but they don't have any facts. And so they just want to believe something that's esoteric, and that's human nature with some people, because with some types of people, maybe 30% of people on average, and there's been studies done on this, that they'd rather see the Virgin Mary's face in a piece of toast or a cloud than actually read the Bible. You know, they want esoteric. They want a rumor rather than here's the document for martial law, and here they are saying they want a race war. We better get out and stop this. They just, oh, I heard this is going to happen. Because people like a rumor rather than something real. And so, you know, I think the Q thing should be addressed. I mean, it's 95% mitigated. And most people don't buy into it anymore. But, you know, oh, trust the lockdowns. You know, the white hats are arresting Hillary. She's at Guantanamo. You know, it's because it's too hard a job for them to actually research and know what's going on. And then, I mean, I remember I'd go to Trump rallies and things when the Q thing was really big, and there'd be like, you know, 20,000 people outside the arena, and there'd be 1,000 over with all their Q shirts, and they'd shake their heads at me and say, you're not with Trump, you're with the bad guys. And I'm just sitting there going, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, it's like, oh, well, Q says, and I'm like, really, Q says, huh? Really, that's really great, okay? Well, I'm saying RFK Jr. next week will endorse Trump at a rally. And it happens. Or I'm saying Joe Rogan is going to have Trump on next Friday. And it's last week. It's happening. I say Kamala Harris is going to chicken out. It happens. Because I'm dialed in. Not just to the news. I'm dialed in to the people in the resistance. And here's the thing. Not bragging. Hold over when you finish your point. It's people understand the importance of this broadcast. 9 times out of 10, I do the talking and people do the listening. It's not like I got to call these people and find out what's going on. They call me to find out what's going on. This is all I do. My head's in the game 24/7. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and again, I thank you for your support.
As
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Relied on women and whiskey, chased my blues, turned my nights to days. First rage, only a pastime, with age more than a lifetime. But day in, day out, the world just turns away. But everybody knows you live and you learn. But the lessons just go on and on. I guess we're gonna have to wait for all the pages to turn. Find out if it's right or if it's wrong.
You live, you learn.
You live, you learn.
All right, Kyle, but folks that want to believe in fantasies or join some esoteric cult, they don't live, they don't learn. That's how the left is. They believe these incredible lies because they bought into it, and they don't want to admit they've been conned. And then they don't even want to listen to somebody that actually knows all the secrets of the Q thing, didn't even understand at the time what was going on, saw what happened, how it got taken away. Should I even tell people the story? Because they don't care. They want the fantasy. They want the fan. Did you ever hear me, Kyle, tell you what happened, where the Q thing came from?
I believe it's basically the CIA basically running counterintelligence on Trump supporters, correct?
That's what it turned into. Yeah. The WikiLeaks came out and all the child trafficking and all the real stuff. So they ran the diversion to the pizza place to get everybody off of what was in the WikiLeaks. And the kids at the farmhouses in upstate New York and all the rest of it, in the documents, the Aleister Crowley rituals, in the public, not denied stuff, just bombshell. And, well, we're meeting tonight for the Aleister Crowley ritual. We'll have children supplied in the pool for entertainment to adults, 7, 8, and 9, you know, stuff like that. And then there were people in the new Trump administration that were like, well, when we put this stuff out, whoever reports on it gets a lot of heat. We can just use message boards to do this. And then the Q thing started, and it was some people in the campaign and in the White House. And then they met with me, and they said, hey, would you like to be involved in this? And I said, no. I said, I'm not going to be involved in intelligence operations, and I'm never joining those groups, and it's all cloak and dagger, and I know the administration's infiltrated, and I'm not going to get set up. I was smart enough, you know, 8 years ago to figure that out. Boy, I know a lot more now. And later they're like, yeah, you're right. It got taken away from us. And now, you know, they went where the stuff was getting posted and set up an operation. And now they're working against everybody. So I tried to stay out of it. And then when I saw how bad it got, I came and told people that. They're like, you don't even know Q. Jesus doesn't even get to know Q. I mean, that's like above God. Q, and then, you know, JFK Jr. is going to show up, and JFK Jr. is going to be in Dealey Plaza, and over 1,000 people showed up to that. And then they go to events in Vegas, and There's a guy with a beard, and they say it's JFK Jr. I mean, this is lunatic land. But then in the real world, there's RFK Jr., and he's a great guy. So, look, you're going to have massive awakening worldwide, and you're going to have a lot of weak-minded, mentally ill people and folks that just want to be delusional that are going to get roped into that. So I wouldn't even debate these people. I wouldn't even argue with them. I would just keep warning people about real stuff that's going on, the human trafficking, the missing kids, the plan for martial law, the plan to start World War III, you know, the UN pandemic treaties, the plan to roll out new pandemics. Just cover all the real meat and potatoes issues and just move on. Anything else?
Man, I just want to say God bless you and my four horsemen, Trump, Elon, Tucker, and Alex Jones, the four men on this planet that are changing the world.
Well, it's
God
not.
God bless you.
God bless you. It's not me. It's you. I can't do any of it without you. Again, you're putting the cart before the horse. God bless you. We'll be right back with more of your calls in 60 seconds when we join 300-plus radio stations.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The fields. Now into hour number three.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
I don't need to fight. I'm right.
To prove I'm right, I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah.
That's all the left does is try to make us guilty like we're the bad people all day. We're the biggest crooks around. Stop letting them dictate to you. Stop bowing. Stop caring what they think. And stop submitting. And there's nowhere you can fight back in the information war then sharing the links from Infowars.com/show, band.video. That can all be shut down in 19 days. So follow us on Real Alex Jones on X. Follow us on the network we're firing up with some folks at AJN for Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live. And, of course, you can find us all at thealexjonesstore.com. There'll be a lot at the URL, realalexjones.com, and more. Hey, lots going on behind the scenes while we fight to expose the globalists and try to stop their martial law plans. Now, I want to reset here before we go to Bart and Joe and Amy and Mac and Roman and Bobby and Anonymous and Mike and Paige and others on this live October 24th Thursday transmission. And I want to recap what I said in the first hour because been not spending too much time on it because you don't want to get in a fight. And then you punch the guy really hard. You kind of wait and see if it knocked him down. It's kind of like running a race in the pool or on the road, a foot race or a swimming race, and you look back to see if you're winning. You don't want to look, just go. But I look, and we're reaching a lot of people a day. And most importantly, millions and millions, let's be conservative, about 3 million people an hour, one way or another, are watching this live show and the rebroadcast till we go live the next day. So millions of people, I mean, imagine just dozens and dozens and dozens of sports stadiums full of 100,000 people each are tuned in right now. That's why the system's scared. And boy, if they thought, you know, 10 years ago, I was the only guy covering this issue with a show this big. I mean, Beck to a certain extent, but, you know, and Beck's a lot better now. I like Beck. But you know, Beck was doing it too, in some ways even bigger, you know, on terrestrial radio. But there was Glenn Beck and Alex Jones. Of course, way before Beck, I was out there, but it's not a competition. We're looking at what we got. I just have such pleasure watching Rogan beat the living snot out of him. And do it from, oh, I'm not partisan, I'm just for issues and freedom, which he is, and just converting the left en masse. I'm just like, oh, that's wonderful. Like, you know, I could get Trump on the show. People ask, why not? I made the decision that they'd make it a distraction and it could hurt us because they bring up the lies about me. So, you know, that's that. And so, you know, Vance, Trump, folks tell me stuff. They don't even say, by the way, that's off record. They know I'm smart enough to know that's off record. Like I said to Vance, month before he was announced, we're meeting, and up in Michigan, in Detroit, talked to him there in his green room, and I said, so I hear you got it. He goes, yeah, I got it. I said, well, we talked about the enemy strategy and what they were going to do and how they try to create a civil war. He said, yeah, well, we talked about that some, and here we are. Four or five months later, and notice those topics we talked about then are now all over the place because that's the enemy's move. They're trying to hold on to power. It's real simple. So it's important to recap, and then I'll get into the other news and your calls, that it does sound crazy to say the Democrats are planning a race war and martial law. It does sound crazy to say they're not going to certify Trump win. It does sound crazy they're going to hold up the election in blue cities to create a crisis and a backdrop where they can stage violence and blame Trump supporters. But it actually doesn't sound crazy. We understand their past behavior, how the CIA's overthrown other countries, and what they've been doing. And now we didn't just predict it all. They're doing it. So the election theft is live. I don't know. It's like a bull rider. When they open the gate and there's 8 seconds, are they going to stay on the bull? I don't know. But they pulled the gate open and they're on the bull and then they're trying to stay on. We got to throw them off. We got to expose them. We got to get ahead of it. So it's going down. There's no question now they're doing it. It's happening. But almost no one else wants to point out that the steal is now happening. Because the media says, oh, you're discredited if you do that because it discredits them if we expose it. And they know it's discrediting that they promised that they wouldn't delay the election. And that was crazy when Republicans and others and vote integrity groups said, you better get it fixed. You better fix the machines. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. All these other countries have voter ID. We don't. All these other countries do their elections on one day. We don't. Because it's how they do it in the process of the fiasco. And so they are going to stage events against themselves and blame us during the contested election. It's going to be contested. Their top strategists have said they're not going to certify Trump. They're saying they're going to have armed insurrection, armed uprisings, civil unrest, civil war conditions. These are all quotes. I played the clips. And it's top strategists that are saying it. So everything else is window dressing. Now, will they attack Iran and use that as a diversion and have terror attacks here and blame it on Iran, or will Iran actually do it? At the end of the day, it won't matter. They're going to use that. That's going on. The FBI is saying, oh, imminent cyber attacks on election day and after. They'll blame that on Russia and claim Russia's doing it with Trump. I mean, this stuff is so obvious. Power outages, they've been pre-hyping that. Not saying it's going to happen, but it's definitely what they're looking at doing. They don't pre-hype this unless they're getting ready to do it. Bill Gates, oh, a new deadly virus is going to come out of China and there'll be a new mRNA and this will teach you to stay in your house and There'll be a world government treaty, the basis of a world ID, and a central bank digital currency, and I'm the guy that runs the international groups that's standardizing all of it. I can play the clips of him saying it 7, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, and they did it. Because they're bragging in front of all their friends. So when they do it, everybody goes, wow, you really are powerful.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the emperor has foreseen.
So, it's not going to happen. It's happening now. And the good news is, as I said the last couple of weeks every day, RFK Jr., RFK Jr., RFK Jr., RFK Jr., RFK Jr., RFK Jr., he's the one to come out and expose the martial law plan, and then that'll get Trump to do it. But you got to get the stuff in front of Trump. You have to give him the memos. You have to show it to him. He has to have his chief of staff tell him it's true and say, sir, they're blaming you for this and saying you're going to use the military to kill people. You don't attack the military. You point out they don't want to do this, so why is Kamala and whoever runs her, she was appointed, why are they saying there's going to be martial law? Why are they saying Trump is going to use the military to kill people when they just ordered the military to prepare for this? And the military is very upset about this. We need to understand what it is, why Kamala keeps talking about the military and martial law. I'm not planning that. Well, what are you planning? And the media will attack Trump. It will blow the story to number one. Everybody will find out what Kamala's doing, and they'll go, oh, this is the continuation of the deep state and the lawfare and the fake indictments and the fake convictions and the trying to kill Trump. And it just, it goes from their plan that they're going to do to us to everybody knows they're behind it. Now they can't do it. I'm spotlighting their operation. And the only thing between us and stopping them is people go, well, that sounds kind of crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. It's going on. So here's RFK Jr. on this yesterday, and I wasn't even looking, so it must be much bigger. I saw 10 million views on one, 8 million views on another, 5 million views on another, 3 million views on another, and a bunch of million views on this without looking. So, I mean, I don't know how many just on X views it's got. So it's all over the news now, trending everywhere. What? Kamala's got a... Somebody, whoever's running things, signed an order for martial law and to kill people while she's saying that about us? And then the apologists go, well, there's been secret plans before. And, local law enforcement. Yeah, but this is for national civil unrest. And this is what they've been training him to take on the patriots. I mean, I had that throughout for the military. I've been exposing this for 2 decades. We've stopped them pulling it before. So the military doesn't want to do this. And they understand, though, that the climate is going to be generated where this could be announced. Again, truck bombs, federal buildings, black churches, black colleges. Now they're all over the news saying, that we're worried the deep state may kill Trump with surface air missile. Yeah. All these military experts are like, yeah, if I was the globalist, I'd kill Trump with a surface air missile. And notice Trump still, that they lied and said they had. I reported they said it. I didn't know if it was true. He hasn't been given the aircraft when he takes off and lands. That's where they get you up close. They take off and landing with these type of surface air missiles to have the C-130s with him. They've got the flare protection, the flares, so that they get a missile launch signature. They launch flares and it doesn't blow up the president's plane, because that missile, most of them, some radar home, but most are heat seeking. Some are line of sight. I mean, look, they could have a wound up crazy jihadi right there at the end of the airfield when Trump takes off and just shoot an RPG into it. But that'll might not bring down the plane. No, they're going to, when they go for Trump with the MPADs, they'll shoot 2 missiles at Trump Force One, maybe 3. And they're going to say it's the Iranians. They'll wait till it gets to about 4,000 feet so that it, there's no chance to bring it in for a landing, and they're going to blow the main engines out. So I expect to wake up any day now or just be, in the car or on the air, and they go, hey, Trump's plane just went down. And then they might even like Flight 93 just say, oh, it went into a hole in the ground. So, or, you know, or it wasn't hit by missiles. It just, you know, it just blew up in the air. I mean, who knows what they'll do? Remember they said for 8 hours, Trump had just fallen down in Butler. And for a month and a half, Google wouldn't even let you find that he'd been shot. I mean, it's on, folks. It's on. So here's RFK Jr.
Say one other thing. President Harris said today in her post, in her speech, she said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public and use the public to promote his agenda. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly lethal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. Technically, now it's legal, the U.S. military, under this directive, it will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative. This did not come during the Trump administration. This did not come from Donald Trump. It came from the Democratic Party. And that's why I left the Democratic Party.
Boom. All right, let's go back to your calls. Then I'll intersperse more news here. But congressional report exposes Biden-Harris quiet amnesty operation, Infowars.com. Biden-Harris have exploited immigration court proceedings, thereby allowing nearly 1 million illegal aliens to remain in the U.S. indefinitely. 24 million. A report published today by the House Judiciary Committee documented how the Biden-Harris administration used the nation's immigration courts, 5 and 7 year dates for their first immigration hearing, to push an open border agenda via the process being called quiet amnesty, de facto amnesty. And we've got the report. It's up on Infowars.com. Link to the story. Here's the report. For TV viewers, I'll show you a shot of this if you want to go see this for yourself. And then we've got more on her. Full-blown scandal. Biden-Harris and men hid documents to justify fossil fuel crackdown, Oversight Committee says. The Biden-Harris administration is allegedly covering up an internal study conducted last year that would have rendered a moratorium on natural gas projects unnecessary, according to leaders on the House Oversight Accountability Committee. It turns out they were trying to sabotage the economy and not make it cheap to have manufacturing in America. Just read the report. They're at war with us. They're not incompetent. Yeah, the puppets are incompetent, so they can have plausible deniability. But the bureaucracy, working with the big tax-free foundations through the CIA, are at war with you. They have unlimited banking money. They need you poor to dictate social control over you. That's the name of the game, feudalism 2.0. Bart in Chicago, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
It's an honor, Alex. Real quick, I wanted to bring up to your attention. I don't know if you guys saw the political article that says the very real scenario where Trump loses and takes power anyway. And it's a picture of Trump shadowed over the electoral map with Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia not filled in. And basically what this shows to me is...
I did see the story, and I forgot to give it to the crew. Tell them the headline one more time. In fact, print that for me. I think yesterday.
The very real scenario where Trump loses and takes power anyway.
The very real scenario where Trump loses but takes power anyway. Politico, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically, they kind of war game exactly how they envision this future. And this is why they're so scared and why they attempted to kill Trump many times. And they're going to keep on doing it, in my opinion, because they kind of they listed, for example, the first part about when they stopped counting the votes, that Trump is going to start sowing distrust with the results and pressure during the certification. And then he's going to start suing with lawsuits with the RNC. And after that, you're going to have Trump and his allies convincing Republican state legislatures to elect or appoint alternate electors.
And I want you to continue, but what they're saying is the Democrats have promised to do this as well. If Trump fights fraud, they're saying that's fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And so then the important thing is the next part, where it's presidential electors meet in an atmosphere of threats, which is why they're hyping up this whole Trump-Hitlerian argument that, oh, Trump's Hitler, because they want to make it seem like as if Trump is the one using like a burning of the Reichstag 2.0 in this new American way to try to grasp that power. And I think that in this moment, remember how just after the election, 2 weeks later, you had FISA and the FBI released their joint PSA where it's, oh, they're going to have a cyber DDoS attack on election infrastructure. I think in this moment, while the lawsuits are starting to come out, you're going to have them cyber attack and clear out any of the evidence of their fraud. So when we start suing to ask to have answers as to how did this happen, where were these ballots from, who voted here, you're not going to be able to access that because
you are 100% on target. They're finding fraud everywhere in the lawsuits. It took years to do it, and that's why they've got to go ahead and trigger martial law, blame it on Trump supporters, bring in a permanent tyranny. And like Venezuela, still have elections, but they're never free and fair again. That's why Trump says it'll be the last election, then we'll be Venezuela. Because that's the blueprint, that's the globalist plan, you are dead on. So what do we do about it?
Another thing too, you have, for example, Israel and Iran. What did Iran just say like a few days ago? That if Israel strikes our country, the United States is going to be blamed for it. And if you read that the FBI FISA report, they say that, oh, our foreign adversaries are going to launch a cyber attack. And isn't it convenient how they're going to be launching this missile attack right before the election so that they're going to have the Iranian excuse for the cyber attack to wipe out the infrastructure? Because I don't think that they're ready for their main cyber attack where they shut everything down, because that's not in play yet. But they're going to specifically target the election.
Oh, no, I agree. When I say cyber attack, it's going to be done to disrupt things and be a cover to then be blamed on somebody else. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and so basically, if you keep on reading the article, it talks about how eventually the Speaker of the House and the Republican-led House is going to elect Trump. I think the most important thing is we do not fall for the violence because they're going to try to stage that. And I mean, they're going to, you know, false flag. I mean, you know all of this. I don't have to explain it. And the viewers know it even better than all of us. But yes, I just feel like that there's going to be some sort of attempt, and they're going to use the media and hype up this whole Hitlerian, oh, Trump is Hitler. And also another thing. Notice how Instagram and all these kind of like far right groups, like Nick Fuentes as an example, are all pushing this whole, oh, we need to be like Hitler. We need to be, you know, marching for, the Hitlerian ideologies. Oh, Trump needs to listen to us. He needs to embrace our.
Oh, you nailed it. Listen, I already know this from sources. I'm going to just stop right there.
Yeah.
And it's been decided by the sources who are big to not bring it out at this point. These so-called, you know, talk show hosted people that are pro-Hitler that do all this, that are then tied to Trump, 100% on the payroll of the ADL, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, of the Democratic Party. And so all this pro-Hitler stuff is being basically pushed and allowed to be promulgated. And I'm all for free speech, but it's actually being pushed so that the setup you just said can be done. The good news is nobody's buying it.
Exactly. And here's the thing. They know, because the article says Trump takes power anyway, even if he loses. They know that if we stay peaceful and, the legal process plays out, as frustrating as it's going to be, why do you think that they purposely, the next day after North Carolina got hit with a hurricane, oh, Lebanon gets $400 million. It's all to piss us off. All these things on social media, how they laugh in our faces, is all to get us angry with the inflation, with the crime, because they're trying to trigger the populist movement into engaging in a rhetoric against the Fed.
And by the way, that's what Klaus Schwab said, not just here, but worldwide, an angrier world, is they cut the energy and food off. When you hit 50%, no matter where it is in the world, people all act the same, of your paycheck being spent on food and energy, riots and civil unrest start. And so exactly, everywhere they're defunding the police, cutting off the energy, devaluing the dollar to create and then trying to prod us into this or make it believable that we got violent because they've lost political control and they know it. Incredible points. Great point. I'm glad you raised that article, the very real scenario where Trump loses and takes power anyway, they're telegraphing and telling you what they're planning. They've said they're not going to certify Trump. Well, they've indicted a bunch of people from 2020 for just looking at doing that. Well, it's okay when they do it. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with mushroom max nootropic, better mood plus, libido RX, and good night sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
All right. right. I want to go back to your calls because callers are bringing up incredible points like the last caller. Love the wild card angle of that. But Fox News is reporting, and I didn't drop the ball on this, but last night I saw three different videos in different areas of the U.S., and they've arrested the people, and they're all Democrat Party operatives trying to break into and attacking drop boxes in Republican areas. Well, now, here's one of the stories. This is a new one. That's four stories I've seen since last night. Ballots damaged after USPS mailbox lit on fire in Phoenix. Suspect arrested. And it says ballots were damaged or destroyed. So just a lot of weirdness going on. And it's always the usual suspects. You think Trump supporters are going to be burning mailboxes? You think Trump supporters are going to go blow up a black church? Come on, people. Oh, Trump supporters are going to kill the black people. Democrats are all over the news, just out of the clear blue sky. What? Black folks go to Trump rallies, they got to wipe all the lipstick off. I've never felt so at home. Everybody's really nice here. This is great. Go to one. Yeah, the Trump people are going to kill the black people. You know how much black people loved Trump before he ran for office? Because Trump always had a red carpet for everybody, particularly black folks. He's the one that bought all these old races golf courses and opened them up to black people. It's horse crap. He used to get awards from Jesse Jackson. Now he loves Hitler with no proof. Hitler. You think Trump likes losers? Hitler was a loser. Let's go ahead and talk to Anonymous in New York. Anonymous, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have an analysis of election 2024. It kind of reminds me of Batman versus Tomb Raider. Donald Trump is like Batman. He's wealthy. He fights for justice. He has a lot of equipment. He's in energetic condition. He solves puzzles. Kamala Harris is like Lara Croft, which is wealthy, but she only fights for recreation. She has a lot of equipment, which she misuses to destroy ancient structures, and she solves puzzles, but in a way that's destructive. So it's like comparing two very different people with very similar potencies. They both have economic power, but they wield the power in opposite fashions. Batman never kills. Lara Croft kills in every single game that she's in. Kamala also uses her sex appeal, kind of like Roger Stone said a few days ago. So basically, you know, like Kamala is pretty much like the evil version of Lara Croft. And, you know, I'm just thinking that, people should just look at it as...
Yeah, I don't really follow all that stuff, but I mean, Lara Croft is like in charge. Kamala is a complete puppet, so I don't know if the parallels are accurate.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that, you know, like there are some parallels, like, you know, like, for example, her sex appeal, there's overwhelming evidence that she, you know, did.
Well, she's a sex operative. Yeah, no, and she got into law school, though her family was wealthy, by, you know, claiming she was an abused minority, and the woman's a complete fraud.
Yeah, I know. I mean, even at age 60, I mean, you can see she's attractive, and she's using that to leverage.
No, I don't think she's attractive. I think she's gross.
Well, I mean, you know, people have their own perceptions on that, but. But another thing I wanted to say is that you're talking about like the October surprise. I thought of another scenario would be that the government might actually use AI to design a new type of fungus spore, because they already tried bacteria with the coronavirus. So the next thing they're going to do is they're probably going to use something like fungus, like a new type of genetically engineered spore that could generate a new type of mushroom type that could be infected.
No, you're right. Weaponized fungus is a big area people don't talk about. And they've got funguses they can spray on you that start growing in your bloodstream and get in your brain. You're dead on about that. Yeah, I'm really concerned they'll do a poison of some type and one that's not very easily traceable like fungus. That's really very astute of you. And then say it's a virus and then use that to roll out their next poison shot. Where'd you come up with that point? That's a very esoteric, but very accurate.
Science fiction writer. I'm a science fiction writer professionally. That's why I call myself Anonymous, because I'd rather not, you know, like kind of ruin my reputation. But I agree with you, and I think that because fungus.
And you know, a good science fiction writer really looks at the current trends of your writing about, you know, contemporary near future science is really a futurist. I mean, so many of the best science fiction writers, their ideas then become real science because we were already so close to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and I appreciate that. But I want to also say that, fungus would actually be more potent than poison and more potent than the coronavirus, because the coronavirus, you have to cough. or breathe on somebody with a fungus, it can self-reproduce and self-propagate, which means that even if you have the social distancing, people will still be infected because fungus grows on its own. It doesn't need you to cough on it. It just needs
that self-replicating, kind of like the spike protein that the shots order your body to create that's so cancerous and poisonous. Anything else, sir?
Let me just think. I'm just trying to come up with a new science fiction idea on the spot. Magnetic weapons. I was thinking, for example, they can use magnetism in order to bring down an entire building because, buildings are, their infrastructure is metal. So why not use like a very large magnetic field in order to just level a building? And then you wouldn't be able to detect it because if you have a very large magnetic field, you just put that over there, bring down the entire building. And
yeah, like 9/11, the car is getting flattened but not on fire.
Exactly, and there'd be no evidence because it would be like stabbing somebody with an icicle. It just melts. You wouldn't, there's no evidence.
Excellent point, sir. Anything else?
Unless I can come up with a new science fiction idea in another 1 minute. Let me just think of see if I can come up with something else. I can't really think of anything.
Well, you're an interesting fellow. I wanted to give you a chance. Call back again. Thank you so much. Be interesting to know who that guy is. Probably writes pretty good science fiction. Let's go ahead and talk to Mac in Montana. You're on the air.
Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
My brother. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you and the debt of gratitude that I owe to you. My wife and I got the Delta variant back in 2022, roughly. I listened and I heard all of your people that you had on. And they were trying to push a BPAP on her and do all this intubation. She survived it miraculously. And it was because of the people that I listened to on your podcast that I was able to save her life. It got deep. It gets real deep. But I want you to know how much I appreciate you and how much I appreciate what you bring to the table.
Well, look, we're all under the same attack, so I do it for myself and my family, but my family lives in the world with you, so I do have empathy. I do care about people, but I can sit back and see why God gave it to us, because that's what builds a good civilization. And I was just during the break getting a cup of coffee, and Fox News was on. I was in there for like a minute, and they were talking about, wow, RFK Jr. is right. All this is causing autism and hurting the kids, and they're targeting autistic kids for sterilization, the trans movement. This is nothing but eugenics. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, Kennedy is just devastating it. He's broken through. They're exposing the medical tyranny. Bill Gates has been indicted. Praise God. This stuff, studying actual global controllers that aren't in full control yet but are trying to get full control, is the key to the whole future. And, I mean, if you were an evil person knowing how it works, you could, join them with this knowledge. I never really thought about that, but saw that happen some later, kind of a blind spot I had. But, this is the big stuff. I mean, we're talking about real stuff here. And that's why it's so precious to keep the broadcast on the air. That's why it's so valuable to everybody. And I was thinking how I pitched the products. Maybe I shouldn't even pitch the products about, hey, keep us on the air, because that's important. But these are really great products at thealexjonesstore.com. And drjonesnaturals.com. I mean, people really should just listen to me and go try them. But there's so many pitches out there. People get numb to that. But look at an operation like this. What do we do politically? What do we do culturally? What do we do with the news? The most accurate. So just like the products are great too. Because I'm not going to sit there and put out crap. I'm really trying my best. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Anything else on your mind, Mac?
Sir, I just want to tell you that the debt of gratitude that I owe to you is beyond anything that I can express.
Well, God bless you, brother.
I believe you saved my wife's life through me. I was able to withstand their attacks, and I was able to get her out of a hospital that was trying to kill her. I was able to get her to a hospital that healed her. And exactly 1 year later, we had our first child.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, what they do is, for those that don't know, or forget, They had global policy put out by the UN and Bill Gates. John Hopkins wrote it, and they put it out, where you would go into the regular doctor, but it was closed. You needed antibiotics. You were sick. They'd say, just go home. And then they knew it would get down the lungs, and then it would cause inflammation. You'd have trouble breathing. You'd panic. Then they intubate you. Then they get $53,000, whether you were in Germany, Australia, England, the Netherlands, France, Canada. It calculated out to $53,000 global bounty, and 90% of those they intubated, they killed. So the hospital's just following orders. Most of them were compartmentalized. Nurses started speaking out. Doctors did as well. Some hospitals, though, that were into organ harvesting were already set and ready. Did you see Greg Reese's report where all over the place is happening? People are waking up on the operating table being murdered when they go in to the hospital. And my dad told me about this. Well, I mean, see, I was 16 getting my driver's license in Dallas, and he had owned with three other doctors a hospital, a smaller hospital in Mesquite. But he knew people in Dallas hospitals that told him they were murdering people, that they knew people murdering people for organs. And I didn't disbelieve my dad, but it was a decade later, 60 Minutes came out and exposed Dallas hospitals and Chicago hospitals murdering people for their organs, brother. God bless you. So, yeah. It's administrative murder because the nurses and doctors basically follow orders now from the computer. It's almost complete. And so you have a drug overdose, your brain waves are there. They don't even check. They just say, we're going to kill you. And then the bioethics board sends a computer message from the hospital board. Okay, he's dead. That's just a term they made up, brain dead. Then they murder you. And it's not all the hospitals, but the bigger ones, and particularly the ones that you know, Kamala came out 2 days ago. I didn't play the clip. I should have. And they said to her in the interview, they said, do religious groups have a right to not be involved in abortions? She said, no, I don't want to give any concessions, was the quote. And what she means is a Catholic hospital or a Protestant hospital or a private hospital, if you don't want to do abortions, you shouldn't have to. Or a company that doesn't, you know, your insurance covers it anyways, but if a company doesn't want to endorse it, she wants to make you pay for abortions. Like the Austin, Texas, Travis County Hospital District they passed many years ago, where this is the only county in Texas then, I think they just expanded it, where part of your taxes for, quote, building hospitals goes to pay for abortions. So it's just completely immoral, it's disgusting, and it's what's going on. So they know healthcare has been trusted, so the main tyranny attacks their healthcare. And that happened in communist Russia and China, it happens, and it happened in Nazi Germany. It's happening again, but now healthcare was the most trusted thing in the 1970s. They had studies that came out last month, big ones. Now, the only thing more unpopular than healthcare providers is the government and the media. So, again, they're losing their power. So what do they want now? Hotez and Tedros, arrest people that call us criminals. Arrest people that tell disinfo that the shots don't work and erase your immune system. One big problem. We could be wrong. We have a right to say it, but we were right about that. There, and hey, your big boss is indicted now for murdering people and lying in the Netherlands. See how you like that? Bill Gates' foundation's falling apart. His wife left him. The Epstein list is coming out. You're not invincible. You'll find out. We'll get you. Don't you worry. Amy in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love you.
Love you, too.
My daughter loves your bubblegum toothpaste, by the way. So, and she doesn't like anything, so she likes that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you, I've lived in Maricopa County forever, and I've always voted in person forever. And every time I've gone to the, you know, and voted, 2016 went and voted for Trump, and we knew that night, Maricopa County, Trump won. And all of a sudden in 2020, I went and voted in person and had to use a Sharpie ballot, you know, for my ballot. And questioned why the heck we were given Sharpies when they bled through to the other side. And now
and it's simple because they don't work in the machines. And they did it in Republican districts and precincts only. And they gave the Republican precincts ballots 2 inches too short. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah. And so now the new Ronna McDaniel Romney routine in Arizona with the Republican parties, who I actually have the biggest beef with, is why are we pushing everybody to be voting early in Arizona? and bank your ballot and vote by mail. And, oh, lo and behold, now Maricopa County is going to need 10 plus days to count everything. Huh. Why are we not asking Trump and Carrie Lake, why are you allowing this again?
Well, they fought hard with lawsuits and action, but remember the lady that ran against Lake, who ran the elections, stole it openly, and now we're going to have Kamala Harris be the one that doesn't certify Trump in her own election. That's the VP. So, yeah, this is all, and 60% of folks in Maricopa County, mainstream news, are saying they're concerned and are seeing irregularities. Again, why the elections work until 2018 and then now going forward? Because it's the last stronghold they've got. And in Michigan, in the key blue areas, they will have, again, more people vote than are registered voters because they just run ballots in the machines. And they've got that 500,000 person, a lot of the names aren't even real. It's people's cats. Literally came out cats in California and Michigan, and they just run those, and they've got that phantom base to do it. And so, yeah, we're under a tyranny. They don't want to leave. They believe they're going to maintain control. They're trying to get the military ready for martial law. And that's what happens when bureaucracies don't want to leave and there's a soft coup. They try to make it go a hot coup. That's why we're getting ahead of it and pointing out, don't you tell us we're getting ready for a military coup. You're the ones gearing up for it.
Exactly. It's possible if Joe Rogan could ask Trump, why are we allowing Maricopa County 10 plus days when this has never happened ever in the history of voting in Arizona?
Now they're saying 13 days. I hear you. Great points. Thank you so much, Amy. Let's go to Joe in Washington. Welcome.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, God bless you, Alex, and I appreciate all your products. You know, the DNA Force, Nitric Boost, iodine. People need all that storable food and water filtration. I mean, everyone needs toothpaste, so everyone should get in this fight and support you.
Thank you.
You're starting brush fires of liberty across this country, and that's what's going to save our country. We need more people to do their part and pitch in, and we'll get through this. Everyone needs to hold the line and, you know, just be peaceful. No one, you know, don't let shit's going to get crazy. I'm sorry.
No, I hear you. Well, I'm glad you raised this, and I'm going to shoot a special report on this today. I over the weekend, I was getting flashlights and ammo ready and checking water filtration and checking my solar backup system. And then I was, you know, talking to my wife and family saying, let's get extra toilet paper. Let's get, you know, extra rice. And we've already got a bunch of storable food in the attic. And I was like, wait a minute. I should tell people this because I'm doing it. You know, that again, that's why the show's so truthful. It's whatever I'm researching, what I believe's most accurate, and what I do is what I tell you. Doesn't mean I've got all the answers. I'm just what you're, I treat myself like I treat you. Like I'm telling you what I tell myself. Like when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. In fact, I'm doing it right now. I'm like, why have you not done it? Because since like Sunday, it dawned on me. I go, they're going to have a contested election. They're talking about martial law. We got to be fully maximal, you know, engaged. We got to get right with God, and we got to be very serious and warn people, and everybody has got to be ready, and especially those of us that are the resistance leaders, the globalists have pre-programmed and telegraphed Antifa, MS-13, and others as their cover groups. If they kill Trump, if you hear Trump's plane got blown up, and you're Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Elon Musk, Elon said this 2 days ago, he's doubled his security again. He says the Democrats want to kill him. But when I told him months ago he needs to get more security, he responded and said, yes, I am. And so that's good. He's responded publicly. But, I mean, I had to tell myself, and I had to go ahead, because I've got instant access pistol safes, things like that, and I've been going to the range, though usually I'm so busy I don't do that, and I've been gearing up, and, you know, in case they come to my house to kill me. Because I mean, the minute they kill Trump, God forbid they do, you better believe they're coming for Musk, and you better believe they're coming for all of us. And so... whatever you hear isn't true, folks. Okay, whatever they claim. The thing they like to do is they come to your house, they kill your wife and your kids and you, and then they say you killed them and killed yourself. That would never happen. I'll never commit suicide, never hurt my family. It's all a lie. And, of course, the minute they kill Trump, if they do, I'm not going to be at home. I mean, the first thing is I am not at that place. And anybody coming around there wanting to hurt me, you find me, you better get ready to, you know, push daisies. You're trying to hurt me and my family. But the point is, because I'll kill somebody in 2 seconds. You're threatening me and my family. I won't think about it. Just understand that. And I'm having to war game all this. That's how serious this is, brother. Go ahead.
Exactly. I think you're directly over the target with the martial law directive allowing the military to shoot citizens. And that's you're over the target with that, because there, I think what they want to do is, once this election, if they can't steal it, they're going to have some, false flag type things happen where, and then they say, see, we told you so, when it's really what they have planned and what they're doing.
Dead on, brother. Thanks for the call. You know, they just put a BBC article up on screen for TV viewers, saw it, radio listeners, I'll describe it. We're seeing this type of report. I've seen this type of report the last 4 years at least 1,000 times in my news stack. And I'm not looking for it. So my point is, if I've seen it 1,000 times, that means there's been 10,000 of these, conservatively, I would guesstimate, dead reckon. And put it up. They'll show some innocent, low-level election worker who just is there following orders and gets stacks of ballots and sticks it in machines, and they'll say, this is the woman they claim is the big evil person. This is the woman the conspiracy theorists say stole the election. Nobody's saying that. We're saying the drop boxes, the plan, the Democrat Party groups, the Act Blue, the organizing the ballots, getting the illegals to vote, sending them in, the giving the Republicans ballots that are too short or giving them Sharpies, letting illegals vote, keeping dead people on the rolls. That's the fraud, not the low-level election worker. So they create a false straw man of claiming that we're attacking these people, and then what does that tell you? What did the general say? What did they say on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago? Trump's people, when the election's delayed in Pennsylvania, are going to hurt people. That's a script. Trump's going to send the military to kill you. Trump's going to kill poll workers. And so they're just going to send in their operatives or wind up a schizophrenic. The FBI's got in a hotel right now. They don't know what planet they're on. And then they release them. And then they go in and shoot election workers. And that's, oh, these poor, this lady just opened the door for people. She turned the lights on. She's putting them in. I'm not saying she's going to get killed the one we showed. I'm just saying they're archetypally showing you this over and over. They're all getting trained for possible election threats. So the system throws them to the wolves. Acts like they're defending them, but acts like they're the ones in control. We're going to go to break, take a few more calls, and then hand the baton to the great Jay Dyer, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. coming up. He'll knock it out of the park. Every day's precious, 19 days till we could be shut down. It's an easy decision to make. They're great products that really you will love. I never even thought about this. We got supplements 13 years ago. A lot of our big sponsors were already supplement companies. I said, why don't we just put out high-quality ones and get more profit and be able to expand the operation, which we did? I never thought just doing the right thing in business. Like, I didn't even think these are really good. We want the highest rated so they work so they get them again. I want the highest rated because that's how I want to be treated. But now that I'm older and think about things, I go, that's a really good business strategy to not put out crap supplements, because the good ones really work. I mean, you really want these. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Oh, my gosh. I haven't even plugged this except once today. This baby, HydroForce, is more than just rehydration with the electrolytes. It's like vitamin infusion. It's got a bunch of key vitamins and minerals. Tastes great. It's amazing. And it's discounted. It just came out today at thealexjonesstore.com. Please get it. It's how this broadcast is funded. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. the ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Amazing. He's coming up in just a few minutes. I'm trying to get to all the calls here. But just like I did yesterday, if I don't get to your calls, the first two callers today were still on hold. We got their name and number. Call them back today. Put them up first. But I'm going to jam you in right now. Roman in Ohio. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a real honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
I tried 124 times yesterday to call you.
Well, welcome.
Because what I have to say is we take our Bible to Washington, D.C. I'm going to quote this from Truck and Bozo. He said this over the air, AM 700 out of Cincinnati. People of America, if you want your country back, you have to march on Washington. That's the only thing that the politicians understand. Leave your guns at home and bring your Bibles and demand that they go back to Christian principle. I'm going to add that I know it works. You know it works. And it's the only thing. I caught the Fauci flu back in 2000. Took me 5 weeks to beat it, but I beat it. What can I say? God loves you, and I do too.
Well, I love you, and all the callers keep saying, look, I love you guys. You're the reason we're here. Thank you. And look, look how far we've come. Look at how the New World Order is being exposed everywhere. Praise God. God's real.
Amen. I remember Mark Kornacki when he got out of jail up in Michigan. I listened to you on shortwave back in 95. That was a long time ago.
You know, I need to is Mark Kornacki still around? I love Mark Kornacki.
Hey, I met him at a rally in Columbus, Ohio. And I'll tell you what, America needs to wake up. I had a gal ask me, when are you going to go to Washington? And my grandson and I, we went to Washington. I'm 8 hours away from it. And we went, and I've got pictures of me standing in front of the Supreme Court with my Bible and also the Capitol building. That's what we need to do.
Beautiful, sir. Thank you. They hate it. That's why they shut down the churches when the liquor stores and topless bars were still open. Paige in New York. Last caller, sorry, to Mike and Bobby. We'll have you on tomorrow if you'll join us again. Paige, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask your thoughts on, and I can't get it out of my mind, that Trump and Vance both agreed with the ruling on the abortion pill, and I feel like that may be a big reason why Catholics or Christians in general are having a difficult time with, you know, just supporting him. And we all know that he's, you know.
I disagree with it, and Trump does a lot of stuff I don't like. But I don't go with lesser two evils. But, I mean, come on. With Kamala, it's open global coup, pedophile world. I mean, you know. They're trying. Look.
I agree with you.
Trump's trying to win the election. Okay, he's trying to win the election, and I don't like him playing politics, but that's what's happening.
I agree with you, Alex, 100%. I'm afraid that God will not protect him and us if we can't completely and totally protect the unborn. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were, because I hear so little about that.
Well, they should ban those pills. You can use an end run. The pills hurt women and have killed a lot of people and are toxic. I mean, my gosh, if a pill is able to kill a baby in a few hours, what do you think it's doing to you? So those things they should be banned because they're so toxic. You know, we give women cyanide to kill the woman and the baby. That's my view.
Yes, so I wish he did not come out in support of them. That's my biggest concern. And I think if you could influence him in any way, shape, or form in that regard.
Look, I've tried. I've had Trump get really mad at me, but at least he's pushed Kennedy out to expose the shots. Trump won't admit he's fully wrong on that, but notice the video of Trump telling Kennedy, you know, the shots are bad, leaked. So Trump gets it. All right, thank you so much. Sorry I got to jump. All right, Jay Dyer is coming up. He always does a splendid job. And then Owen does a magnificent job as well in about 55 minutes, the War Room. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live links. Real Alex Jones. And follow us on the AJN Network, AJN Live, at AJN Live.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had along the bus route stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We are announcing Ultimate HydroForce. Now, this is not just electrolytes. Okay, this is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, 3 pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high-quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantheogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy and then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate HydroForce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients, this baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate HydroForce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate HydroForce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your HydroForce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're going to be talking about some insights in history and former intelligence operations that the West engaged in that might give us an insight or a clue into what they may roll out in the next couple weeks as we look forward to the coming election. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about where the recent stories of election interference, disinformation, et cetera, where that came from, the real origins of this. And you've heard for many years, Alex, talk about this Stay Behind Obama initiative that they put in place when supposedly Obama left office and how that was going to run a lot of these operations, at least in the U.S., to undermine Trump, to undermine that presidency. And, of course, that was very effective, unfortunately, in that the first 4 years, that 2016 period. But it wasn't just the Obama Stay Behind unit. It was actually run by entities like the Atlantic Council, the Institute for Statecraft, and people in British intelligence. This is where, of course, we get the Christopher Steele dossier, the memo, people like Chris Donnelly from the Royal Military Academy. And they put out these papers and these white papers, these think tank papers saying, time to defend democracy against disinformation. And this is what helped that establishment find the justification, supposedly, to set up the Integrity Initiative, which was this online disinformation supposed campaign, which is really a promoter of disinformation. Those documents were leaked, I think, around 2018, 2019. And the Integrity Initiative leaks really showed us the inner workings of this info war. Not Alex's info war, obviously, but this foreign operation info war implementation, I guess you could say, how it was structured and what they were going to do. They were paying people from NATO, Atlantic Council, to be, quote, journalists. They were getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to push out all these different high-level supposed reports. And this is really the locus, the inner workings from which Keygate, the Steele dossier, and all that emerged when Hillary was using that as the way to undermine Trump. And that led, of course, to the accusations of Russian disinformation and Russian collusion, all of which collapsed. But the same entities, the same power structure that put that out is going to presumably be behind whatever comes in the next few weeks. We don't really know if Kamala seems to be really infatuated with box wine, so I don't know that she's actually running anything. Joe Biden's presently wandering down the street somewhere with dementia. I don't think these people are running anything. So who is running everything? Well, presumably it would be these people. It would be the Atlantic Council. It would be people like, the Integrity Initiative, the Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Foundation. Those are the people that seem to be really calling the shots. They were definitely calling the shots throughout the COOF crisis, which was essentially this collusion between the deep state, the CIA, et cetera, and Carnegie, Rockefeller, all that. That was running the whole COVID crisis, so-called. And so presumably the same entities will be rolling out whatever types of election fraud or election cooking the books that we may see in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Now, we know, of course, they want to get rid of InfoWars. They don't want Alex on air to talk about what's really going on. Alex has already been calling it for many months now, saying that they're going to do the same script as 2020. They're going to flip the machines, et cetera. All of that's going to occur. They're going to magically find write-in ballots and so forth. 25% of Georgia lives outside of Georgia, which seems ludicrous. And this is all the same playbook that comes not just from the Integrity Initiative, British intelligence operatives, and so forth, but in fact, if you go back to 2018, the head of British intelligence was instructing and consulting the British lords. The guy's name is Dearlove. He was telling them that the world can't handle another Trump administration and that they would make sure that Trump would be a one-term president. So why is the head of British intelligence telling the British lords that to protect democracy, it's absolutely necessary that Trump only be a one-term president? It just seems odd. I mean, we're supposed to be concerned. I was reading a New Yorker piece yesterday on my live stream on my YouTube channel. We were talking about the concerns of foreign interference by other countries in our elections and in our so-called democracy. And it talked about Iran, and it talked about China, and it talked about Russia and these foreign entities that are interfering in our elections. It seemed to leave out other Middle Eastern countries that might be concerned with our elections. And it seemed to leave out British intelligence perhaps being concerned. I mean, you have the head of British intelligence saying that we need to make sure that Trump is a one-term president. I would think that counts as foreign interference. But because of the supposed special relationship between U.S. and American intelligence going back to World War II and Ian Fleming and William Stevenson and all those characters. Yeah, this was the article I was reading yesterday. You know, this it's amazing because once again, they're resurrecting all the same stuff. Well, and the article admits, yeah, Russian collusion narrative collapsed, but there's still probably Russian collusion somehow. We'll find it. Don't worry. It's there. We will manufacture it when we can't find it. Now, that doesn't seem to be working because we see the most recent polls, even the cooked polls. It's a landslide. I think I saw a map of the delegates or the projected voting, and it's like Trump's like 100 ahead of Kamala. So that doesn't seem to be working. So it seems like they're going to have to roll out something extreme. I mean, if the even cooking the books for an election, if the candidate is so far ahead that, you know, if it's more than like 10%, 15%, it's like that's not really going to work. Even if you try to bring in fake votes or whatever, if you've got illegals and dead people voting, if the lead is so significant, that's just not going to work. But remember, the same UK Lords report from 2018, it's called UK Foreign Policy in a Shifting World Order. And again, from the same structures that gave us P-Gate, right? All of that stuff, Russian collusion. This same entity is saying in 2018 in this document, the world cannot survive. The global liberal world order can't survive another Trump presidency. Why is the head of British intelligence saying the world order can't survive a second Trump campaign or a presidency? Excuse me. Well, that to me should count as foreign interference. So that's where this is coming from. That's the crisis of democracy report that they talk about. And this is what led them to create all of these, yeah, there it is, all of these online disinformation initiatives, including the Integrity Initiative, including the other associated and connected Obama entities, the stay behind units that Obama had in place when Trump was president. Those are the people I think that are calling the shots, that are running things. Aspen Institute, Atlantic Council, that's who seems to be kind of back there running things. And that, for all intents and purposes, is the, quote, deep state, CFR, Trilateral. They're all part of that same group. And they're allied with, all right, the 9 Eyes, 7 Eyes, all of the other so-called Western democracies. I don't know, when do we suddenly become democracies? The Republic is actually different from a democracy, but suddenly at some point it was just arbitrarily declared to be a, quote, democracy. It could be actually going back to I think it's 1975 article that was written by the arch neocon himself, Samuel P. Huntington. And he wrote in an article for the Trilateral Commission in the 1970s that democracy can only survive when the populace is apathetic and stupid. Yes, actually says that. So we know that they don't want the public having access to real information. That's why they set up the disinformation networks, the InfoWar networks that they're talking about, Integrity Initiative being one of the key examples, to essentially, quote, combat disinformation by basically just saying everything true or everything critical of the regime is just simply Russian disinformation. That's why they called everybody from Alex Jones to Judge Ray Moore, Jill Stein. Everybody is a Russian operative. And it was somewhat effective because it allowed, if you remember back at the time, when they rolled out the collusion between Twitter and Facebook and the FBI, when that all came out, the Twitter leaks, and it wasn't just Twitter pre Elon Musk. It was also all of the other tech platforms. My website was deleted 2018, the exact same day that Alex was removed from all social media. So there was this higher level collusion that presumably was handed down via Atlantic Council, NATO, something like that, right? So Atlantic Council, Integrity Initiative, these groups presumably were the ones that said, tell, you know, Apple and all these other entities to completely remove Alex Jones from the internet. And then by extension, other entities that were roughly in that domain. So that's the background and what was really going on. And by the way, little tidbit nugget here. All of these famous, quote, spy cases that you've heard in the last, say, 20 years, Litvinenko and over up into the Skripal affair, if you remember any of that from a few years ago, guess who was behind all of those stories? Oh, the same people. The same British intelligence entities, Donnelly, Dearlove, UK Lords, the Royal Society elite, they were behind those same stories of disinformation, which, again, Russia, Russia's doing everything. Russia's behind it all. But also remember, Russia is a weak country that's collapsing and falling apart, but they're also masterminding and running everything in the world at the same time. So conflicting, nonsensical narratives. But again, that's what InfoWar, from the establishment's perspective, is all about. They call it combating disinformation, but it's actually the creative creating of disinformation. And people have completely seen through all that. So we all know a lot of this background. I don't mean to bore you with rehearsing, because we've heard this for the last, back to 28 years, back to 2016. But I'm just pointing out that the system actually doesn't change their game plan. They're committed to the establishment narratives, which are completely collapsed, but they just keep repeating it. And they're going to keep repeating it. They're going to run 2020 all over again. So at this point, it would be good, I think, wise to go back in time and let's look at some of the cases and instances when the intelligence operatives of the West, who are the same people that we're talking about, Atlantic Council, Trilateral Commission, all of these entities are the ones that will be running things in the next 3 or 4 weeks to try to cook the books. What techniques and tricks might they pull? Do we have any access to what they've done in past cases? to cook the books. Well, guess what? If you know history, if you know the last, 70, 80 years, you're going to know exactly what they're going to do. For example, we can look at the CIA and British intelligence last 60, 70 years of cooking the books, running coups and regime change operations to see what they will do again. Now, how do I know that this is what they do? Well, if I look at classic texts, which nobody reads, and which I summarize, if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll find all kinds of lectures and talks where I summarize all these things. There is a gigantic, massive academic text, not a conspiracy text. Stephen Dorrell is a professor at a British university, and this is a very critical assessment of the last, say, 100 years of British intelligence. And it's a great book. It's very long. It's very detailed. It's a very deep history book, but it's a great appendix, you could say, to books like Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley and Quigley's Anglo-American Establishment, because this book really solidifies the British imperial power structure's perspective on how to run the world, how to try to run a world empire. And then when they lost that empire, when they went bankrupt, the turn that they took to bring the U.S., their former colony, back under their persuasion. The book begins, in fact, talking about how British intelligence operatives decided that they would have to mobilize to bring America back under British sway. The British Security Council's internal history, known as the Bible of MI6, begins with talking about how they would engage in a covert war against isolationists in America. And they would do this to get America involved in foreign entanglements. They would help then to create entities like the OSS and then later becoming the CIA. And in fact, it was people like Ian Fleming who created entities like T-Force, X-Force. Those are all Ian Fleming created operations that's discussed on pages 136 and 137, Operation Overcast, etc. All famous classic operations that British intelligence operatives, the very creator of James Bond, said would be used to bring America back under the sway of internationalism. Now, right away, we're only a couple chapters into the book, and he mentions the fact that the Ukrainian nationalists, through the recruitment of Galen Org, the former Nazis and so forth, MI6 funded the neo-fascist movements to combat the Soviets. So going all the way back to post-World War II, British intelligence had funded what was called the ABN network, the neo-fascist anti-Bolshevik network. This included many radical Ukrainian nationalists to fend off and to fight against the so-called the Bolsheviks at that. Now, I'm not saying Bolsheviks are good guys, but I'm saying here's a book, mainline history, telling you that Ukrainian nationalism was all the way back to World War II, CIA and British intelligence funded. This was all part of the great game. And what was the ultimate goal of this, you might wonder? Why were they doing this? Well, Dorrell lays it out and says, well, the reason they were doing this, including places like Ukraine, was for, you got it, oil. In fact, not only were the Baltic states seen as staging posts for British intelligence missions into Russia for what's called the Great Game, they were also there to spy out the Baku oil fields. This was a major prize for shady businessmen. In fact, many oil men operated under the cover of British and CIA intelligence operations. So a lot of this is control of resources. This might be why, say, the Biden crime family has such a vested interest in the Ukraine. I don't know. Maybe. What do you think? But this is an example, one window, one insight into the real motivations for what's going on in these countries. And in fact, the Dorrell book, which again is a mainline academic text, actually goes into quite a bit of referencing things that you might be considering a conspiracy in the conspiracy domain. For example, on page 235, he mentions in detail Colonel Fletcher Prouty, whose book was very influential for Oliver Stone's JFK movie. He notes that Fletcher Prouty was responsible for the U.S. Air Force support missions that the CIA conducted overseas. including many assassinations, many of the best, including the very best commercial hitmen that you could order. They were known as the mechanics. They were recruited out of Ukraine mainly, Europeans, Eastern Europeans, some Greeks and some Scotsmen. Isn't that interesting? Because wasn't Ralph presumably very closely connected to Ukraine and the operations that the West is running in Ukraine? Well, according to Jack Posobiec and others, that is the case. So it's not surprising that, again, we have the same operations going back to the time of Colonel Fletcher Prouty and his secret team missions for the CIA and all the way up until today. Exact same stuff. So this is why, if you know history, you can kind of see these patterns and see how these things don't really change. They kind of just repeat in cycles. Now, before I get to some of the key regime change coup operations that are very crucial, I do want to mention that I was surprised when I read this book to see...
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off.
three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jay's now. So I just want to remind you that if you want to come see me live in the next few days, I'll be live Saturday, Summerfield, Florida, doing a lot of comedy and doing a lot of interviews, podcasts, etc. It is the Bohemian Grove event. You can see it at the top of my Twitter profile. Go to my X at Jay Dyer, and at the very top, you'll see that you can get tickets there. A lot of other comedians, a lot of other podcasters, libertarians, a lot of crazy cray-cray people. Clint Richardson will be there. Leonardo Joni will be there doing stand-up. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You can follow me right there. Also, if you want signed copies of my books, my 660 pages of all of my geopolitical and apologetic essays, you can get that at Jay's Analysis in the Shop, signed copies. You can also get copies of my Esoteric Hollywood books, part one and two, signed copies there, covering the symbolism in film at a very deep level, and my introduction to philosophy book, Meta Narratives, all available over at my website. Now, we're talking about the very important big fat history book from Stephen Dorrell on MI6 operations in the 20th century. And we were talking about how as the book progresses, he eventually identifies and admits that the real power structure, the real ruling elite of this network is, it really emerges out of, you could say, the Cecil Rhodes, Rothschild, Milner roundtable groups. And those roundtable groups are really the basis for the formation of the British intelligence as we know it today. They are the Fabian socialist elite that helped to found British intelligence early on. They're the same Fabian socialist elite who influenced the formation of the OSS under FDR. And this is the Astor Cliveden set, as you've heard me mention many times. And even says that one of the key figures in helping to, for example, organize the EU was the infamous Count Coudenhove Kalergi. Now, you're not supposed to talk about the Kalergi plan because supposedly that is a conspiracy theory that doesn't exist, even though I have Count Kalergi's books and he talks about destroying Europe through the EU project. But again, can't talk about the things that are real because they're real. You can only talk about fake things, fake conspiracy theories like that Russia runs everything. Now, he goes on to discuss the famous Congress for Cultural Freedom, which was the CIA's movement and British intelligence as well, movement into the arts. This included everybody from people like Andy Warhol to famous famous musicians, classical musicians, anything that they thought might fend off the Soviet menace or Soviet objectivism. And they wanted to promote the idea of unfettered liberty through abstract art and so forth. So that was all associated with and connected to the Congress for Cultural Freedom. But that's not our focus today. We've talked about intelligence and CIA operations in culture for countless fourth hours here with Alex. But today we want to talk about the infamous 1953 overthrow of Mossadegh by the CIA and British intelligence together with BP. Yes, that's right. The oil company, Anglo-Iranian Oil, was originally the main locus and focus of this overthrow of Mossadegh. And that doesn't mean that I think Mossadegh was some sort of perfect leader or something like that. He was a fairly well-respected, you could say, secular, modern, progressive sort of leader. He wasn't really a communist. He was somewhat critical of the Soviet Union, but he tolerated the two-day party in Iran, which was the Communist Party. And during the Cold War, this was not something that the West and British intelligence and CIA were big fans of. So the real issue, though, was that eventually Mossadegh made enemies of the power structure in the West because he nationalized Iran's oil. And the reason for this was because BP was only giving the Iranian people and the companies there in Iran about 20% of the profits. In fact, it was the CIA that actually suggested to British intelligence that they might be making people mad by giving them such a small cut. So it might be wise to give them more money. And British intelligence and the Anglo-Iranian oil company said, no, we will not do that. And so when the oil fields were nationalized, well, this called for special operations. And so a lot of dubious characters, I thought this was pretty fascinating. Not many people know this. British intelligence recruited a man named Dr. Z. Dr. Z. Dr. Z was an academic who was trained in, he was a Persian lecturer at Oxford. And he was recruited by another professor, Lambton. And they thought this guy would be good because guess what? Well, he was gay and was compromised. And so they had dirt on this guy. And they also figured out that Dr. Zainer was his name, that he would be perfect for infiltrating, getting in the circles of people like the Shah of Iran, because they were all part of the same Masonic lodge. The lodge was known as the Pahlavi Lodge. And this is a revived lodge. Because Freemasonry in Iran had died out for many decades at this point. There was Freemasonry in Iran back in the 1850s. For whatever reason, those lodges had kind of died out. But it was revived in a decade or so prior to this, probably due to British influence. And it turns out that another character named Perron, with two R's, not one Perron. Perron was a gay man who was in relationship with other people and was in the circles of the people at the Pahlavi Lodge. And so, in other words, it looked like it's not just the gay acts that were a situation of compromise, but in fact that they had figured out that the Shah of Iran had a mistress with a woman named Divsalier, and so they had dirt on the Shah as well. So now I'm not saying that the Shah wasn't already kind of a working with the West, but they had dirt on him through these connections, these gay individuals at the Masonic Lodge they were all part of. And so they had this locus of intelligence operation going on through this secret society in Iran, the Pahlavi Lodge. Nobody ever talks about that. Everybody knows about, perhaps, maybe you don't, because this was only declassified in 2017. And keep in mind that people knew about this and were writing about the CIA and the MI6's operations to overthrow Mossadegh. They knew about this decades ago. This was in countless books. This book came out in 2000, a year before 9/11, and it talks about this whole operation being run by British intelligence, the CIA, and what would become BP. However, if you talked about this prior to the declassification in 2017 of Operation Ajax, you were called a crazy conspiracy theorist. So people knew about this, and there were people writing about it before Doral was writing about it. You were called crazy, even though it was a well-known Western intelligence operation. But why was Western intelligence doing that? Were they doing it because they cared about American freedom and the American people? No. They were doing it because they were subservient to gigantic oil interests at this time. And so they came up with the perfect premise. Well, Mossadegh is nationalizing the oil. He's stealing from us in the British Empire, which, by the way, would technically be fascist, right? I mean, if a public-private partnership is demanding that other entities give them their property. Well, a public-private partnership is by definition supposedly fascist. So wouldn't the BP and its connection, close connection to the British government, wouldn't that be fascist? So essentially they're running these things in foreign countries to take the resource. And this is where we get the Anglo-Iranian oil company, which becomes BP. So this is now well known, but remember it was only declassified in 2017. And if you talked about it, you were a crazy conspiracy theorist. So they had a perfect base from which to run these operations of disinformation and propaganda. And there was another character who was kind of making his name known at that time by the name of the Ayatollah Kashani. And the Ayatollah Kashani was a virulent anti-British religious leader. Now you might think, well, he's an anti-British religious leader. Maybe he would, sign on with, maybe Mossadegh. No. In fact, he wasn't really a fan of any of these characters, but Western intelligence and the CIA was covertly supporting Mossadegh, the Ayatollah, and the Shah. Why would they support all three, according to Doral on page 565? Well, that's in case one party comes to actually be victorious. you've got quite a bit of influence through that person, don't you? If you've been giving them all money, then you're hedging your bets on whoever ends up running things. And so when the Shah was ousted, this eventually leads to the rise of the Ayatollahs taking over. Right? And so after Ayatollah Kashani, who do we get? Well, we eventually get Ayatollah Khomeini. Now, that leads to the 1979 October surprise, right? Because it was allowed to happen, right? To what degree you could debate the CIA was involved in the 1979 student revolution. It's debatable because it was at the embassy. These hostages that were there for, 444 days, some kind of crazy amount. That was allowed to occur to essentially help destroy Jimmy Carter's campaign. Now, I'm not saying Jimmy Carter was some good guy. He was a CFR candidate. He was not a very good leader. But this was a very well-known, famous example, probably the most famous example of an October surprise, where the incoming Bush and Reagan campaign utilized this October surprise to really make Jimmy Carter look bad. So they delayed and forestalled the resolution, essentially. And the reason for that is that guess who was the head of the CIA right prior to this? Well, it was Bush Sr. And Bush Sr. happens to be Reagan's vice presidential candidate. He was head of the CIA right before this. So presumably he was involved in planning and plotting this October surprise. I'm not saying Reagan himself was. I don't think Reagan was really that involved in these kinds of operations, but certainly Bush Sr. would have been. And so it functioned as a very powerful, effective October surprise that helped to bring certitude to the election in terms of a Reagan victory. Now, why do I bring all that up? Well, because there's usually some kind of October surprise that one side pulls against the other side. Now, we know that, again, Trump is in a massive landslide in terms of popularity, but what are the things that we might see that could be rolled out? And for that, I want to mention again some of the other situations where the U.S. and British intelligence have been involved in coups and campaigns to rig elections. Now, there was in 2020, I've not been able to find it. Maybe somebody could find it. Maybe it was on InfoWars. But Roger Stone wrote a really long article about the CIA's history of rigging elections. It was a great article. And he went through all of the mechanics and the machinery of how they do it. And I know Roger Stone gave an interview around the same time, maybe a couple of years later, on InfoWars as well, explaining how the CIA throughout the world overthrows regimes and rigs elections. And so, look, we're dealing with people who have 70, 80 years experience in doing this. So they're very good at this, and I'm going to give you some examples. In 1948, for example, Brazil's Goulart government, let me rephrase that. The Foreign Office, British Foreign Office, was set up in 1948, and they were involved, for example, in the overthrow of Goulart in 1964. His program of ambitious land reform and extending the vote to Brazil's illiterate population was incensing the military elite, and so British intelligence and the CIA eventually helped to overthrow and remove him. Now, I'm not saying that this makes communism or any of these people good. I'm just pointing out that we are dealing with people who are very adept at running these kinds of coup operations in other countries. British intelligence, for example, helped ensure that Chedi Yagan would make a comeback in the 1960s. In 1964, British intelligence helped to remove King Saud and place Prince Faisal on the chair, on the throne. In 1970, there was a coup at a British puppet state, Oman, was organized by British intelligence operatives. This put the powerful Sultan of Kabul, who ruled with an iron fist for 40 years. In 1945 to 48, there was a coup in Ukraine. We mentioned that earlier. So that mirrors kind of the recent Ukraine coup. 1946 to 52, the Baltic states, there were coups there to create a hedge against the Soviet Union. 1949 to 52, Albania. 1950 to 54, Guatemala. These are all CIA MI6 coups. 1952 to 57, there was a coup in Egypt to remove Nasser. 1953, British Guiana. That's the Chedi Yagan government. 1953, Iran. We just mentioned this. MI6 and CIA coup to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. And by the way, a lot of these coups involve rigging elections and voting as well. In 1956, another one in Egypt that dealt with the Suez Canal. 1956, Syria, Operation Straggle. 1957 to 59, Indonesia to overthrow Sukarno. 1961, Congo, overthrow of Patrice Lumumba. 1962 to 1970, Yemen, covert war to overthrow the Salal government. 1963, British Guiana again. 1964, Brazil. 1964, Saudi Arabia. 1956 to 66, Indonesia again. 1965, Sharjah, with the removal of Al-Qasimi. 1966, Abu Dhabi. 1966, Ghana. 1969, Uganda. 1970-71, Libya, which brought, which was against Gaddafi. Of course, Gaddafi eventually, when he makes a deal with the West, gets killed by the West. 1970, Oman. Late 1970s, Uganda. Another 1970s, Uganda. So there's like three Ugandan revolutions. 1975, Australia, Buckingham Palace and British intelligence helped to remove Prime Minister Whitlam. 1975-76, the Angola for the oil fields there was the result of the CIA to overthrow Agostino Neto. 1976, Italy, that was a part of Gladio. So that's just a list of about 30. There's many, many more. That's just some. And I think Servando Gonzalez in his book has a list of about, I don't know, 50 or 60. Going back to like the 1800s, right? So they can do all kinds of things like magically making votes appear. They can, have electronic voting. Remember many years ago, Alex was promoting a documentary that dealt with Diebold. If you remember that back in the day, because in the Bush-Gore election, and of course, obviously I'm not a fan of either one of those characters, but the Democrats made a huge deal about the election being stolen and that, Bush had been involved in, manufacturing and flipping votes and so forth, and the Diebold machines they alleged were involved in all this. And so at that time, you could call into question and you could have everybody all over the media, Bush cheated, he cheated, blah, blah, blah. But turns out nowadays, if you question anything, well, you're an enemy combatant and you need to be put in prison. You're a Russian intelligence operative and so forth. So you see the hypocrisy, the absurd, insane levels of hypocrisy involved in these kinds of in these double standards. So what are the things that we could possibly see? Well, I think that there could be all kinds of potential scenarios too. They could forestall an election. They could say that there's a national emergency due to a false flag event. I've been covering and looking at the Iran situation lately. I think that the scenario where supposedly an Iranian cell makes a move against Trump and then they say, oh, it was Iran, so we need to go to war with Iran, right? So something like that is a very possible scenario. I think that's very likely given the media, given the fireworks that we're seeing between Iran and Israel. That's a very possible scenario. We could also see something like race riots. We could also see a big distraction or a big shift of the narrative towards race riots if there is, say, an attack on, a black church, something like that, which obviously that would be horrendous. But something like that would function to shift the narrative, maybe even cause race riots. Remember the Summer of Rage? Something like that could occur. And we know that there was, these Soros networks, BLM, were already in place, ready to pop off when we had the Summer of Rage, which I think was kind of astroturfed and it was done by design. We might have something like an attack on Air Force One. That's another scenario that Alex has talked about quite a bit. Alex has been stressing surface-to-air missiles, something like that. Now, we know that DHS, I think, recently has been doing exercises about a cyber attack. And although exercises are usually an insight, they don't necessarily perfectly predict because there's always exercises going on by bureaucracies and militaries everywhere. So there could be some kind of cyber attack. In fact, perhaps the internet goes down, you know, in the midst of everybody voting, and then, oh, well, we don't know what happened, but trust us, give us a couple weeks and we'll, you know, give you an official tally, an official count. We could see a false flag event, which again points to something like Iran. We could see a combination of these things. And, you know, they like to throw out things that we aren't expecting. Nobody was expecting a giant scamdemic in 2020, although there had been multiple exercises, right? We had Event 201. We had the SPARS document. We had Clade X. We had Crimson Contagion. We had all of these prep war game scenarios, just like there were war game scenarios prior to 9/11, Vigilant Guardian and others, just like there were war game scenarios prior to 7/7 in London. There's always drills and war games. And just like with the COVID so-called crisis of 2020, we had Johns Hopkins and others doing all of these war games. So we could see a new scamdemic. That doesn't seem to be catching traction. I think they were trying to test that out. If you remember some months ago, Alex was warning about that. They were going to try to bring back the restrictions, and they did. They tried in California and other places to say it's time to bring the mask back, and you know, universities saying that we need to bring back the masks. So they could try that, but it seems like people are kind of bored with the scamdemic. I don't know if that's going to work. They might roll out some kind of economic collapse. Again, we've been waiting for the, you know, justification, supposedly the false justification for the universal basic income. I think that whenever that happens, there will be some kind of financial collapse. They're going to say, look, sorry, only way out of this is get a government wallet, get a Fedcoin wallet, and we'll put your fiat Fedcoin into your wallet every week, every month, every year, whatever, to, you know, get you on the dole, basically. And, you know, again, Bitcoin is the answer to that. I'm a big supporter of that, so I would recommend people looking into Swan Bitcoin, something like that. However, it could be a combination of these things. We could see banks collapsing and a big stock market crash or something like that, which, again, perhaps would largely be engineered. I mean, there already is a death spiral of the fiat currency and the inflation right now. So they could be hiding how bad it really is and then just letting it all come out, right, as we approach the election. There could be, again, a cyber outage, race riots. We could see any of these things. So I think people need to be on the lookout, be ready to, you know, film, to be ready to record whatever's going on, suspicious stuff, especially if you're going to polls and you're voting. Like Alex said, be sure to list what precinct you're at and say what kind of weird things you're witnessing. Because we saw the same thing in 2020 where people were recording all of this stuff. They were on this on site and we saw all kinds, they were blacking out the windows and trucks are pulling up with ballots mysteriously from nowhere. And we saw the graph where Biden's, numbers suddenly jump up. I mean, we're going to see, I think, all manner of trickery. It's not unprecedented. In fact, intelligence agencies, Western intelligence, British intelligence, CIA have for the last 70, 80 years been involved in foreign election interference, in foreign coups, regime changes. It's normal activity. I'm not saying it's good, but for those entities, it's normal activity. This is what they do. They specialize in rigging the game. So I think we need, there we see all this kind of skullduggery going on back in 2020. People are already giving reports of the votes being cast for Trump flipping to Kamala Harris. I mean, it's all happening right now already. And again, I don't think it's going to be enough. We know Trump's going to win. But like Alex says, that's when it's going to get really crazy because they're going to say, we got to declare martial law. Trump's going to kill everybody. Like the scenario in Civil War and Leave the World Behind, right? If you remember in Civil War, Nick Offerman plays the Trump president, who is, you know, this tyrant who's trying to kill everybody. It's just ludicrous. But they're the ones saying, we're going to have martial law. We're going to have, troops on the streets. We need the ability to assassinate American citizens. And they're doing the very thing that they're saying the other side's doing. That's the classic tricks that they pull. Be sure and head over to the InfoWars store. Support Alex by getting those products. and head to Jay's Analysis and get my books in the shop.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.